Station Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Can there be a truce?
Families and children are dying as a result of senseless violence.
Ban Ki-moon trying to get the Israelis and Palestinians to stop fighting. That's the head of the UN. Secretary of State Clinton will do the same now en route to the Middle East for talks as the rockets and missiles keep flying. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live near the Israeli-Gaza border.
Here in southern Israel, the morning began with rocket fire from Gaza, while Israel targeted Hamas 100 times overnight. Local reports here say the Israeli Prime Minister agreed to another 24 hours of ceasefire talks. One of the demands from Hamas is a lifting of the blockade of Gaza. But Dave, who lives here, says the two sides can't coexist.
Over there, the radicals supporting them. And millions of tons of ammunition and missiles stored there in Gaza.
More than 100 Palestinians killed and 3 Israelis, Dave.
Emily, in Tel Aviv, an Israeli man with a knife and an axe attacked a security guard at the U.S. Embassy, but got tackled and arrested, only slightly injuring the guard. A homegrown terror plot busted up in Los Angeles. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley details it live.
U.S. authorities say 4 Southern California men are charged with plotting to engage in violent jihad to kill Americans overseas and plotting to bomb government facilities and public places. Their apparent ringleader, who had served in the U.S. Air Force from 2000 to 2001, allegedly went to Afghanistan and tried to arrange a meeting for his accomplices there with al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Dave?
Corny Allen West is giving up. The Republican congressman conceding in Florida in the final House race decided.
Even though St. Lucie County did say there were irregularities in the final results that they sent, we're going to let that go.
Patrick Murphy, a Democrat, beat West by about 1,900 votes. There's new hope for Twinkies and Yodels. Court-ordered mediation talks start today between Hostess and the Baker's Union, whose strike prompted the company to go out of business. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Don't miss the Sam's Club members-only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands, like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks. See club for details.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels toy drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While the Aggies won Saturday's football game, there are at least 24 members of the Corps of Cadets who lost valuables because they didn't lock their dorm rooms. Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says Aggie rings and electronics were among the stolen items from White Hall. That brings the number of burglaries in cadet residence halls during home football games to more than 40.
We're trying to get as much information out to the students as we can about the importance of, you know, not leaving their property unattended, securing it as well as their doors and their windows. And the fact, just because they live on campus or in a campus environment, does not mean that they can't be a victim of a crime.
Most all the burglaries were the direct result of students leaving doors and windows unlocked. The College Station City Council has approved its first business tax abatement since 2001.
Three motions were approved last night that will lead to the construction of a 72-bed specialty hospital between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Community Park. Jess Fields voted no.
These companies, if they are smart, and if College Station is indeed a profitable place to be over the long run, will choose to locate here if we maintain the right policies, absent of treating individual entities differently.
Carl Mooney made the motion to proceed.
As one of our newest council members, Mr. Nichols, has pointed out, this does address an infill need area. It couldn't be any better placed than what we're looking at right now. It also enables us to give another access through the back door of a community onto Rock Prairie Road.
Strategic Behavioral Health is supposed to make a $10 million capital investment and create 150 full-time equivalent jobs, generating an annual payroll of more than $7 million. In exchange, the city's giving up $197,000 in property taxes over 10 years and spending up to $300,000 for a street extension. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Volunteers are still needed to prepare and deliver 1,200 Thanksgiving meals. Brooke Wyatt at Epicure's Catering is part of the 29th Thanksgiving in the Brazos campaign.
We get a lot of help in the kitchen in the morning. A lot of our staff helps. You know, we've got a lot of college kids that maybe are not able to travel home for Thanksgiving, so a lot of them just look forward to coming out and helping us on Thanksgiving morning. So the kitchen is really well staffed, but we definitely need at least another 100 probably to make those deliveries throughout the community. And also just so that way we're not having to bog down so many of our volunteers with, you know, having to use their cars and gas and things like that. We try to get as many volunteers as we can for the delivery.
Contact information is available on our website at WTAW.com. 1,000 feet over Aggie land, Snoopy One has made its presence known. Charlie Smith is the chief pilot for the MetLife blimp that is in town for the A&M Missouri football game.
We do a combination of just flying around town for general advertising exposure and also to build social media. we try to accommodate any requests. You know, if you happen to be at your kid's soccer game and you want us to come fly over, if we have the time, you know, Twitter allows us to try to cover that.
After flying yesterday and today, the blimp will be parked at Coulter Field in Bryan until Saturday's game. And researchers in Texas have announced a potential breakthrough in the long search for a vaccine against HIV, a genetically engineered vaccine which protects the outer layers of organs from the virus that causes AIDS has shown promise, and inventors have applied for a patent. Co-inventor Marie-Claire Godin of Texas Biomedical Research Institute says it is a single dose that lasts a lifetime.
Imagine that you could immunize young children or teenagers before, you know, they go to puberty. And then it would be protected forever.
She says it's the most promising development yet to end the HIV pandemic, which has killed tens of millions of people worldwide in the last 30 years. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Friday is Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year. Don't treat this like any other shopping day. Let the Bryan College Station Eagle help. The Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle will be in stores at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, November 21st. Full of money-saving coupons and Black Friday specials, from flat-screen TVs to jewelry and sporting goods, whatever you're looking for, the best deals in BCS and your Black Friday shopping plan is in the Bryan College Station Eagle for only $1.50. Remember, the Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle is in stores this Wednesday night.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:11, brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure will be building across the region. This system's going to be responsible for some fairly warm weather through the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Partly sunny, we're in the mid to upper 70s today. Clear skies overnight, lows in the mid 50s. Partial sun for tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be in the mid 50s. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Thursday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Let's see, four national awards, one SEC award. Aggs played the Billikens, strangest team name ever. Monday Night Football and high school playoff programming notes for you coming up here in about 45 minutes or so.
What's a Billiken?
The team that beat our butt is who it is.
Yeah, it's a bird.
Yeah.
That's kind of a silly name.
St. Louis University.
Yep. Yeah,
the Billikens, huh?
That's it, yeah. Yeah, well, we can't make fun of them.
No. I would.
They whooped up
just
on us
pretty
bad.
Just because Baylor loses doesn't mean we don't make fun of other teams.
Oh, well.
Just saying.
Hey, I understand.
I was listening to the Clip Show, and he had a very interesting point, and I'm not picking on you, Kat. I'm just saying this out loud.
Okay.
It's embarrassing when the number one team in the country comes to your house and you can't sell it out. There was 12,000 empty seats stadium. Embarrassing.
That's no good.
Well, I'm just going to say that I'm always impressed and amazed at Chip Howard's ability to make fun of Baylor despite being a T-sip in Aggieland.
There you go. Okay.
He's just embittered and crusty. That's
Is that
all.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one other quick note, thanks to Tom Turbeville. He's the one that provided us with the sound from the games in St. Louis or in Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. He emailed me the post-game press conference.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So he used the...
He's covered it for TexAgs, and he said, hey, I'll send you the audio. I said, okay, thanks, Tom.
That guy.
Okay, there you go. Chimpanzees in a midlife
crisis.
Speaking
of Tom.
Yeah. I mean, this does sound like a setup for a joke, but there it is.
I didn't read that article, but I read the headline, and then I thought, are we just kind of projecting our own issues on the animals?
Could very well be. I don't know. I've got a story we didn't do yesterday. We may do it today that has to do with animal behavior. But that is the title of a report published in a scientific journal, Evidence for a Midlife Crisis in Great Apes. So, I mean, what do they do? They go buy red Ferraris? I mean, you know, do they dump their mates and go find cute young monkeys? I mean, anyway, researchers report that captive chimps and orangutans do show the same low ebb in emotional well-being at midlife that some studies find in people.
Now, you see, now there, that part, we may be doing that. Because if they don't see that in the wild, then yeah, you'd be exactly right. We would be projecting our aura on them, you know?
Aura is not the word.
Oh, it's not the right word.
I'm not talking about that weird of a piercing.
Oh, that weird, okay. Well, what do they do? Do they roll the screen over and the chimps watch Honey Boo Boo and that does it for them? Yeah, really. I don't want to watch Texas Storage Wars again.
Information.
Don't know. It could well be.
I just want to see the chimp Porsche.
Yeah, no kidding. Does it have like a bunch of bananas hanging off the mirror?
That's exactly,
you know?
What I was
thinking.
No, it's the customized license plate.
Oh, that's it. Their scent card is banana. Yeah.
Gone bananas.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Hey, good morning. It's 616 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a happy Alaska Tallow Day. I don't know what that means.
Excuse me?
I don't know. They celebrated in Alaska.
Alaska Tallow?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to have a moose. Let's see. Yeah, they have a holiday parade with like mises.
With mises?
Yeah.
That's the plural of moose, you know.
Yes, but yeah, I know it is.
I thought it was mouse. I'm getting confused.
Nope. And also today is Name Your PC Day, if you want to.
Oh, but if your PC is already named.
Yeah, well, and that's fine, too. It's okay. It's, you know, and if you don't want to, that's all right. And also today is Children's Day. I don't know why every day isn't, but today is Children's Day. All right, what we got for birthdays?
Birthdays. Yep. Nadine Velasquez is 34.
You're kidding. We're at work?
You don't have any idea, do you?
No, I don't.
She was the very pretty lady on My Name is Earl, which I loved that show. Sorry.
No, that was Jamie Presley, wasn't it?
No, the maid.
Oh, okay.
Dirk Bentley is 37.
He's I like that show, too. You're right. It was a little weird, but anyway.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I liked it.
Yep.
Joel McHale is 41 from The Soup.
Oh, from The Soup.
And Community.
Yeah.
Ming-Na, she was in ER and really hasn't done a whole lot until she got to Stargate. Sean Young, 53.
She's weird.
Yeah.
She's nine kinds of weird.
Okay. Now, Scott and I will have to get out our walkers for this
one. Yeah, really? Yeah.
The Perfect 10 is 56 years old.
Yep.
Bo Derek, 56 today.
I've at least heard his name.
Her?
Well, I've at least heard her name.
Thank you.
Well, my bad.
Dudley Moore, Bo Derek.
Running on the beach, cornrows.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
there's not a boy right now.
Ravel's Bolero. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Yeah.
Joe Walsh is 65 today.
And collecting bets. I mean, if you look at him, nobody would have ever thought he'd make it to 55, much less 65. Veronica Hamill, who was a pretty lady at the time, she was on Hill Street Blues years ago. She's 69 now. I don't know what she looks like now. Mark Gastineau is 56. And this is maybe the great one-hit wonder of all time, you know? Because it got played about a jillion times.
Norman Greenbaum, 70 today.
Wow. Wonder if he's playing anywhere. Let's see. We're gonna Google here.
Well, while you're doing that, Joe Biden, 70 today.
What? He and Norman Greenbaum?
And Dickie Smothers.
Wow. All born on the same day?
Same day. Dickie Smothers, 73. Biden, 70. And this is one of my favorites. Bob Einstein is 70. Any idea who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Super Dave!
That's right. That's also... his brother's famous, too. There's Norman Greenbaum. There's a picture of Norman Greenbaum. He looks like he'd be singing something called Spirit in the Sky. Yeah,
one of the most unlikely rock and roll names of all time.
Yeah.
You know, when I think heavy guitar vibe, I think Greenbaum.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It says years active, 1968 to present. So I don't know if, let's see, Norman Greenbaum, interview with Norman. Norman doesn't have, now how active could he be if he doesn't have his own website?
Because he's probably in Branson.
What?
I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was on the air.
My thought is, how many songs do you have to listen to through to get to the encore, which is going to be Spirit in the Sky? Or
he plays it first and last.
Or if they do it, yeah, they do it in the middle of the show, everybody gets up and leaves, right? Went to see Toto here, you know, at G. Raleigh White. And they played Africa in the middle of the song, in the middle of the show. Everybody gets up and leaves after that.
Place clears out like a bad bar fight.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We've gotten away from ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. It's become an entitlement mindset, we say. And too many Americans think the role of government is now expanded into basically every area of our lives. We should provide health care and dental care and daycare and housing and the list and cash for clunkers and auto bailouts. Now think about it this way. We had a bailout for GM. Why doesn't Twinkie get a bailout? Why does the government pick winners and losers? What about all the homeowners that bought homes and they're now underwater and maybe headed to foreclosure? They're not getting bailouts from the government, as far as I can tell. And people are having to give up their homes.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Will there be a reprieve for the Twinkie? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Hostess Brands and leaders of the union that represents the company's bakery workers will meet with a bankruptcy judge today. The two sides agreed to a mediation session to see whether their differences can be resolved so the company can be saved. If the judge cannot broker a new contract today, Hostess will be back in court tomorrow looking to move ahead with its liquidation plans. It's costing less to fill the gas tank. The Energy Information Administration says the average nationwide price of regular gasoline has eased over the last couple of weeks. It's at $3.43 a gallon. The average is slightly higher than it was heading into the Thanksgiving holiday last year. Being without a job may be bad not only for your finances, but also for your health. A new study suggests unemployment could raise the risk of heart attacks for older workers. The research suggests multiple job losses could be as much of a threat to the heart as smoking or high blood pressure. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names. claims that don't fit your business, Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses and samples. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Unseasonably warm temperatures, near 80 degrees today, tomorrow, and on Thanksgiving Day. That's right, Turkey Day in a T-shirt. 74 or 75 for Friday, and maybe not quite so warm on Saturday. We do have a slight chance of showers. And then at night, we're going to be right around 55 or so. So all in all, pretty pleasant. Winds are calm right now, 93% relative humidity. We've got 53 degrees.
Why is it that as soon as you set a goal for yourself, you immediately begin to doubt whether you can achieve it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-897-9664. That's 800-897-9664. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-897-9664. That's 800-897-9664. American Bullion, 800-897-9664.
While there may be many paths to finding success, many people agree that
the simple basic process is to clearly define what success is for you without giving in to the doubts and fears that threaten to overwhelm all of us as soon as we make a clear goal.
Mark Allen, author of the book, The Magical Path.
What we focus on becomes our reality. Yes, we'll get distracted. We'll get off course. We're just like a plane. We're a plane flying, I heard, is off course over 95% of the time, but the pilot keeps correcting.
Mark, who started a very successful book publishing company, says the magic is to put it in writing.
I started with nothing, no money. I didn't even have a job. And I made a one-page plan to create a successful company. As soon as you make that plan, the big challenge always is we're just overwhelmed by doubts and fears. Our society, even our families, have conditioned us to think small, don't take risks.
Mark believes you can only achieve your dream if you actually have one.
So the two critical things are first daring to dream, and then dealing with those doubts and fears because they will derail us. not only doubts and fears, but also that realistic voice that says, be sensible. How do you dare dream a big dream? Well, those voices will destroy our dreams.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The first project of College Station's new medical corridor has been approved by the City Council.
A 72-bed specialty hospital marks the first time the council's approved a tax abatement zone since 2001. The city will spend up to $300,000 for a street extension and give up $197,000 in property taxes over a 10-year period. In exchange, Strategic Behavioral Health will generate an annual payroll of more than $7 million. The motion to approve, made by Carl Mooney.
This is an absolute need in our community. We at one time enjoyed actually two behavioral health hospitals that since have left the community. And as our city manager just recently pointed out, the assistance that we are offering through tax abatement will certainly be met and exceeded by what this facility will provide to the community.
Jess Fields voted no.
We don't give all small businesses this kind of treatment, and frankly, I don't see why we should give a large business that's coming here this kind of treatment.
The 72-bed hospital offering psychiatric, therapeutic, and substance abuse programs will also reduce cost to law enforcement currently transporting inmates to Austin and Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Home football games at A&M have been productive for burglars. University police report more than 40 thefts at the Corps of Cadet dormitories this season. Saturday alone, there were 24 burglaries at White Hall. Investigators say entrance was gained through unlocked doors and windows. Money, electronics, and an Aggie ring are among the stolen items. Lieutenant Alan Barone says more eyes will be on the cadets' dorms this weekend.
On a game day weekend, we have people moving about freely through campus in greater numbers. We have a lot of people tailgating and visitors coming as well. So we are trying to get as much information as we can out there to our staff that work these areas, as well as our students, to be on the lookout for anything suspicious, as well as, again, keep everything secure as you can.
Barone suggests those leaving town this weekend to take electronics and other valuables with them. A&M's final home football game of the season will include an appearance from the MetLife blimp. Chief pilot Charlie Smith brought Snoopy One to Aggieland yesterday from Waco.
Coming into a college town like this is kind of one of the better aspects, because we seem to be more involved with community than just arriving in town in a big city. And we're welcomed a little more and have more hospitality here and enjoy it quite a bit.
The blimp will be flying again today, then it will be parked at Coulter Field in Bryan until Saturday. The 29th Thanksgiving in the Brazos campaign means 1,200 holiday meals for those who would otherwise go without.
A lot of the individuals that we serve actually come from the Meals on Wheels program, so quite a few people that maybe are widowed, maybe disabled, that are homebound, will be delivering meals to them, as well as several hundred families. We get a lot of those names, especially the ones with kids from our local schools. Southwood Valley's counselor has sent over several children's names. We'll also be getting a few names from Bonham and several other schools just all throughout the Brazos County.
Brooke Wyatt at Epicure's Catering says about 100 drivers are needed to deliver meals Thanksgiving morning. Online at WTAW.com, you can find more contact information. If you're flying to your Thanksgiving destination, packing for the holidays can be challenging. Terry Denton with Travel Leaders says now that many airlines charge baggage fees, how you pack is very important.
I would ask myself before I packed any item was, do I really need this item before you put it into your suitcase?
He says to make a list of the days you'll be away and what you'll wear each day, wear your bulkier items on the plane, and prepare to be patient because there will be delays, crowds, and unexpected occurrences. He says before you get to the airport, print out your boarding pass, research your parking options, and be sure to give yourself plenty of time to get through security. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and LibertyLink for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at Super Slow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there. And the reason is, that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do, you go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at Super Slow. And then Super Slow puts together a program that is just right for you. So as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all. But you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100 for Super Slow Zone. Minutes a week. In shape for life.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure will be building across the region. This system's going to be responsible for some fairly warm weather through the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Partly sunny, we're in the mid to upper 70s today. Clear skies overnight, lows in the mid 50s. Partial sun for tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be in the mid 50s. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Thursday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They were more physical than us.
That's Aggie Hoops. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Also, the Ags up for four national awards, won another SEC award, and we've also got Monday Night Football action here in about 12 minutes.
Well, we'll have a recap of it. They're not going to come in here and play, are they? We don't have room for a football team. I'm just being a wise ass.
Okay. Like we love you just happens. How you are.
Yeah, you know that.
Even if you are a wise guy.
That's right. So, let's see.
No, Mr. Persnickety, they're not coming into play.
Okay. This political thing's just wearing me out. I'm just so sick of all this junk. This is kind of an interesting story. Among the federal agencies that people, well, there's a long list of federal agencies people don't like, but if you're in business, the EPA is one that people don't care for very much. That's the Environmental Protection Agency who's, you know, always telling us we're all going to die.
They swing a big hammer.
They do. They have a little bit of power. Well, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency is a lady named Lisa Jackson. And there is some question that Lisa may have violated a federal law.
Oh, sorry, Ms. Jackson.
Well, we'll say this alleged. Now, a House committee has launched an investigation, because they never do that, into whether or not Lisa used an email alias to try to hide correspondence from open government requests and her agency's own internal watchdog. She's trying to hide out, do a little end run thing. The Washington Times says that the House Science Committee has asked Lisa to turn over all information related to an email account under the name of Richard Windsor. Richard Windsor, one of the aliases identified by a researcher looking into the Environmental Protection Agency. The account was uncovered by a climate change critic who kind of blew the whistle there. His name is Chris Horner. Chris says that he was tipped off to some EPA employees, that would be plural, setting up private Gmail accounts using their first and last names and the word EPA as a standard formula. No comment so far from the White House. So, see what happens there. And Republican members of Congress continue to challenge the administration on their handling of the Benghazi deal. Nearly 100 House Republicans called on President Obama not to nominate Susan Rice as Secretary of State. By the way, you know, the president's traveling. I don't know if you heard that or not. He doesn't stay home much, you know.
No.
Well, he did while he didn't even stay home when he was campaigning, but at least he stayed in the country. Anyhow, so he's out on his little foreign jaunt, and the president yesterday referred to Burma as Myanmar after a bilateral meeting with the president of the country named Brown Brown. The problem...
Brown Brown.
Yeah. The problem is the official U.S. government position still refers to the country as Burma. As does one of the democracy advocates who has been, she was in prison and now she's a member of parliament. So here's the answer. When asked about the difference, the National Deputy Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, said, quote, this is his quote, "The United States government position is still Burma, but as we have said, different people call this country by different names." What? End quote. You know what? I bet you Obama knows the Burmese word for golf course. What do you think?
Oh,
I know. Isn't that horrible?
Well, from now on, I think I'm just going to call you Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if he can call it whatever he wants, because people use different names.
Why not? Yeah, that's probably right. So now, just to show you.
Yes, Bob.
The kind of garbage that politicians have to put up with from time to time. GQ Magazine decides to interview Marco Rubio, okay? Now, for the life of me, I don't know why GQ Magazine feels like they need to interview the senator from Florida, but they did anyway.
Well, it's the target demographic.
That's it. So they ask him, how old is Earth, end quote. That was one of the questions. I liked his answer. He said, I'm not a scientist, man. I can tell you what recorded history says, and I can tell you what the Bible says, but I think that's a dispute amongst theologians, and I think it has nothing to do with the gross domestic product or economic growth of the United States.
Way to go.
Neener.
Yeah. He said, I think the age of the universe has zero to do with our economy and whether or not it's going to grow. I'm not a scientist. I don't think I'm qualified to answer a question like that, and at the end of the day, I think there are multiple theories out there on how the universe was created, and I think this is a country where people should have the opportunity to teach them all.
Yeah, take that, GQ.
I mean, what are they doing asking him that?
Well, so that's exactly what they were doing.
Sure. But, I mean, that's the whole idea. You get a trap question, don't screw it up. And there were a couple of Republicans who did that during the campaign, and it probably cost them their election.
Yep.
Just quit it. Just say, I'm not going to get into that. Ah. Just crazy. Anyway, let's see what else we got going. Oh, here we go. Interesting piece at Politico regarding a new trend in internet dating sites.
Oh.
On Politico.
Dedicated to matching politically like-minded men and women. The two getting the most buzz would be blue state date and red state date. I guess that'd make sense.
Sure.
See, what I don't understand is why we call Republicans red when Democrats are more like socialists.
Oh, well.
I don't understand.
This is...
red China. Okay.
I think,
that doesn't make sense.
I want to say it was NBC who picked the colors. I may be wrong. We'll have to go back. We may look that up sometime and find out why.
I mean, does anybody else find that ironic?
Yeah, no, that's true. And I'm not exactly sure why they did it. But anyway, according to Alexander Fondier, who is the founder of both those sites, old Alex tells Politico, quote, "While for many people it's not a make-or-break issue at the beginning, it can very well evolve into one if you hide or suppress your political values until later on in the relationship. What we found is that the status quo is to avoid politics on the first date, but down the road, politics is going to come up, and politics defines a lot of our values, a lot of our values." So that's why he believes, and again, I don't know what it costs to join his little website, red state date and blue state date. Okay. Kat? Just saying.
No way.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not an internet dater.
Oh, okay.
I'll go on a blind date from people that I know.
Okay.
But there is no way. Unless I feel like an angel appears in the sky and says, Kat McMullen, put yourself online for vulnerability. Go out there. I'm going, no way. Yeah. No way.
What was that commercial for that Bonjour? Have you get what they you know, one of those deals about believe anything that's
it's an Allstate commercial.
That's what it is. Hello.
Our politics doesn't define our values. Our values define our politics.
Very
Amen.
True. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So
I'm in the process of trying to find the red state thing.
Okay. Did you hear about this? A Taliban spokesman sent out an email yesterday and carbon copied his entire mailing list. Exposing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Exposing 400 people. Dang. You got to be careful before you push that button. See how that works out.
Oopsie daisy.
Uh-huh. So, all right, we'll check out that red state, blue state thing later on. 646.
They said they wanted to bundle me. And I thought, uh-oh, what does that mean? Some kind of weird experiment? But now I have Exceed high-speed internet, satellite TV, and a lower bill. I was expecting a visit from space. But they came in a van.
Get Exceed high-speed internet for just $39.99 a month for 12 months when you bundle with satellite TV. Call 888-782-7488 or visit exede.com for details. Actual speeds will vary, not available in all areas. Exceed high-speed internet for all mankind.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We need to remind ourselves that no plant chooses to grow inside a house. There are no true house plants. All are invited guests. And as with any of your other guests, how long they're going to stay will depend to a large degree on how well you treat them. As we go into a Texas winter, I thought this might be a good time to discuss what plans you might want to make for your house plants in upcoming weeks. I'll be back with details when house plants become unruly right after this important message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine, $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, call 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about what you ought to do when your houseplants get a little out of hand. How about tall plants that are overgrown and root-bound? Your container plant should be approximately 3 to 4 times as tall or wide as the pot in which they're growing. So if you have a veteran Dracaena, ponytail, Norfolk Island pine, or ficus that no longer fits into that ratio, you'll want to repot it to give it more room. It's usually best to repot it into the next larger pot size. Larger pots' diameters increase in 2-inch increments. Use the next larger pot size and choose a new pot that has an ample drain hole. Buy a top-quality, lightweight potting soil mix. Slit the soil ball if the roots are wrapped tightly around and around the old pot's inside wall, and water the plant thoroughly after repotting it. Clumping plants that are root-bound. If you're growing ferns, sansevierias, aglaonemas, bromeliads, orchids, and other clump-forming houseplants, and if they've been in the same containers for several years, odds are that they're congested and in need of being repotted. Soak them thoroughly, then gently remove them from their containers. If you have to break the old pots to extricate them, do so. The plants are worth a great deal more than the old containers. Use a stout knife or pruning shears to cut through the massive stems and roots as you cut each original clump into smaller quadrants. It's usually best to cut these clumps into quarters, although you can actually break some types of bromeliads, African violets, ferns, and sansevierias into individual new plants. Repot them into their own separate containers. How about plants that have become wispy and unattractive due to excessive leaf drop? This will happen with bright light plants that are put in dark interior settings. Schefflera's leaves will cup and roll, and the plants will get lanky and spindly. Ficus's Norfolk Island pines will drop most of their lower and interior leaves, often starting just weeks after they're put into the new and darker surroundings. Other types of plants will face similar fates, and about all you can do if they really look bad is to discard them and replace them. Stick with types that can handle lower light intensities without struggling. How about plants whose leaves have become browned at their tips and edges? That's usually a moisture stress of some sort. It may be too much fertilizer, it could be too dry, it could be drying winds, too much sun. Peace lilies, aglaonemas, and some of the other plants will do that commonly. I'm Neil Sperry, making good soils better in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Hey, okay, thanks, Neil. Business owners got a word for you, and that is save, because Suddenly can do that for you. You bundle and you save. Now, here's a special number for you to call about Suddenlink Business Opportunities. It's 595-2413. Ask for Chad Cowan. Chad or one of his team can help you with this, because obviously you've got goals and you want to grow, and Suddenlink can grow right along with you with their phone service. Because unlimited business phone, starting as low as $29.95, includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus other calling features like three-way calling, call waiting, caller ID. And then you take that and you bundle it with Suddenlink's business high-speed internet, and you've got a combination that tells you what your bottom line is going to be every month so you don't have any surprises. Now, they've also got online chat support, which makes it good for you at suddenlinkbusiness.com. Most importantly, you're going to save probably up to 30% as opposed to the phone company. You get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased, and you keep the phone number that maybe you've had for a long, long time. There's no restriction to the number of lines. You can expand as you want to, plus the convenience of one call, one bill, one company makes it easy. So call them for Suddenlink Business Solutions at 595-2413. That's Suddenlink Business Solutions.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Texas A&M football team's successful first season in the Southeast Conference has paid huge dividends. First-year coach Kevin Sumlin has been named a semifinalist for the National Coach of the Year Award. He's one of 16. Junior offensive tackle Luke Jokel named for a finalist in the Outland Trophy. That's for the top interior lineman. Redshirt freshman quarterback Johnny Manziel named a finalist for the Maxwell and Davey O'Brien. The Maxwell Award is for the Collegiate Player of the Year, while the O'Brien is for the best quarterback. And of course, Johnny Football is on the short list and leading contender right now anyway for the Heisman Trophy. Since we're talking Johnny, he was also named the SEC Freshman of the Week for a record 8th time this season. The previous high was 3, and that was done by 5 different guys over the years, which is an achievement that is just remarkable in itself. But just, oh, by the way, he's won 8 of the last 11 with four in a row for the Freshman of the Week category for the SEC. Aggies will seek their first 10-win season since 98 when we host Missouri. Last regular season finale at Kyle Field, 6 o'clock, and all the action is here on 1620 WTAW. More good news for the Aggies, but this time a little bit of different light. A&M linebacker Michael Richardson has been released from the hospital after surgery for a cervical spine injury. Richardson was hurt Saturday when the Aggies played Sam Houston. Coach Kevin Sumlin says, quote, "We're thankful that he came through the surgery in good shape." Turning now to the hardwood, A&M basketball took their first hit of the season, falling to St. Louis 70-49 in the semifinals of the CBE Classic. Here's Coach Kennedy.
Got to give St. Louis a lot of credit. They were more physical than us. You could tell they had veterans on the floor, and they did a really good job of moving the ball. But I thought defensively they gave us problems and forced us into taking some quick shots. And they're a very good basketball team, and they're well coached and we're well prepared.
Audio courtesy of Tom Turbyville. The guys play again today, 6 o'clock, against Washington State. Their record now 3-1. The ladies play tonight, too. They'll play at 7 against the Liberty Flames. And Monday Night Football, with neither team having their starting quarterback, it turns out San Francisco's backup is a lot better than Chicago's. The Niners trounce the Bears 32-7. Here's Niners head coach Jim Harbaugh on his backup quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. Sorry.
I thought Colin did an outstanding job. Great job, poised in the pocket, pushing the ball, throwing with accuracy. Did a nice job running the game plan. Everything he did was exemplar and really acquitted himself great. Very proud of him for that.
Now on to the NBA. Stephen Curry had 31 points to lead Golden State to a 105-101 overtime win over the Mavs. Chris Paul scored 19 last night, and the Clippers beat the Spurs 92-87. And the winningest football coach in NCAA history has announced his retirement after 60 years with Division III St. John's. John Girardi retires at the age of, get this now, still coaching football, at 86, with a record of 489, 138, and 11. He surpassed Eddie Robinson in the career coaching victories back in 2003, and he's led St. John's to four national titles. And a quick programming note, the Consol playoff game this Friday will be at 1 o'clock and carried by Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. You can find all that information and stuff like that at BrazosFootball.com. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So if Manziel wins this thing like three more weeks, are they going to call it? Well, they can't for one more. Are they going to call it the Manziel Award?
The Manziel Freshman, Freshman
just,
of the Week.
Exactly. Just change the name.
The odds are pretty strong, and everybody's leaning, especially the Heisman thing. The only other push right now is by Notre Dame for Manti Te'o.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, they might do that.
That'd be interesting. And so, and this guy has coached at the same school for 60 years, is that right?
That is correct.
Wow.
86 years old, decides, you know, I've won four national championships, I've won 489 games, I think I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything else you want to try? What's the last play they're going to run, you know? I mean, really, what's the last play they're going to run?
That's a really great question.
It would be interesting to know. Yeah, I'd say the game's changed a little bit while he's been there.
Oh, my good heavens, yes.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800 or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Folks at Entercon want to remind you, it's going to get cold again. I mean, we are having an unbelievably spectacular week for Thanksgiving. But cold weather does come back, and, you know, that's when you notice whether or not your windows are energy efficient. And windows is what Entercon does. They can repair your windows, if that's a possibility, or they'll replace them with other windows that are more energy efficient. And remember, if you're going to be building or remodeling, that you can bring Entercon in for a meeting and talk to them about windows that you might want to put in there, because builder's-grade windows are not very energy efficient most times. And so if you want to start with energy efficient windows from the beginning, you call specialists about other areas of your home if you're remodeling or building new, and why not make it your windows? Because that does make a difference in your utility bill. So call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them come out, give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon because, after all, they've got a good product at a fair price. They've been here a long, long time, and they've got College Station Brian at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's no end to it yet. Fighting in and around Gaza that's left 115 Palestinians dead as well as three Israelis. The head of the UN is demanding a ceasefire, and Secretary of State Clinton is now headed there for talks. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers, live in southern Israel.
The rocket fire has continued from Gaza, two heading for Jerusalem, landed outside the city in Palestinian areas. No harm was caused. Hamas claimed responsibility for it. A deadly attack on an Israeli village near Gaza has killed one person and injured two others. Meanwhile, here in Ashkelon, the air raid siren sounded just a moment ago. Jets rumble in the sky heading to Gaza. Over 100 strikes carried out there, including the bombing of a banking headquarters used by Hamas. Dave.
Emily, it is sentencing day for three men who pleaded guilty to plot to blow up a highway bridge in Ohio. The ringleader could get 30 years. 2 weeks after the voting, a concession in Florida from a defeated Republican congressman. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Florida's Alan West is calling it quits. He did so on Fox and Friends this morning.
We wish Congressman Murphy-elect very well. But I think that now is not the time to try to draw a process out.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, Democrat Ron Barber declared the winner in Arizona's 2nd District. They're still counting in North Carolina 7. There will be a runoff in Louisiana 3 between two Republicans. But despite at least 7 Democratic pickups, Republicans will still hold a more than 30-seat advantage in the new House, Dave.
Rich, they're cleaning up storm damage in the Northwest. Trees were toppled down, trucks knocked over, some streets flooded, tens of thousands lost power in Washington and Oregon, where a hunter was killed when a tree fell on his tent. Walmart has gone to court against a labor union days before there could be big protests at its stores during the Black Friday shopping rush. Walmart's hoping an injunction can block it. A union that wants to unionize Walmart workers has helped stage protests for months. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Don't miss the Sam's Club members-only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands, like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks. See club for details.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
All new, he's unlocked the secrets to lose weight and jumpstart your body. Now, the 4-Hour Man is back with the plan to boost your energy in record time.
All it took was 15 minutes.
How is it we did not learn this in modern medicine?
If you're running on empty, this show is for you.
You can gain energy in ways you never thought possible.
He's tested everything so you don't have to.
I've never thought I'd be recommending this.
What works?
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KXHD.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's chief meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscast. Local people living here, working here. KAG's HD News, weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-0985. 1-888-535-0985. That's 1-888-535-0985. 1-888-535-0985.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While the Aggies won Saturday's football game, there are at least 24 members of the Corps of Cadets who lost valuables because they didn't lock their dorm rooms. Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says Aggie rings and electronics were among the stolen items from White Hall. That brings the number of burglaries in cadet resident halls during home football games to more than 40.
We're trying to get as much information out to the students as we can about the importance of, you know, not leaving their property unattended, securing it as well as their doors and their windows. And the fact, just because they live on campus or in a campus environment does not mean that they can't be a victim of a crime.
Most of the burglaries were the direct result of students leaving doors and windows unlocked. The College Station City Council has approved its first business tax abatement since 2001.
Three motions were approved last night that will lead to the construction of a 72-bed specialty hospital between College Station Medical Center and Bryan-Bachman Community Park. Jess Fields voted no.
These companies, if they are smart, and if College Station is indeed a profitable place to be over the long run, will choose to locate here if we maintain the right policies, absent of treating individual entities differently.
Carl Mooney made the motion to proceed.
As our, one of our newest council members, Mr. Nichols, has pointed out, this does address an infill need area. It couldn't be any better placed than what we're looking at right now. It also enables us to give another access through the back door of a community onto Rock Prairie Road.
Strategic Behavioral Health is supposed to make a $10 million capital investment and create 150 full-time equivalent jobs, generating an annual payroll of more than $7 million. In exchange, the city's giving up $197,000 in property taxes over 10 years and spending up to $300,000 for a street extension. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Volunteers are still needed to prepare and deliver 1,200 Thanksgiving meals. Brooke Wyatt at Epicure's Catering is part of the 29th Thanksgiving in the Brazos campaign.
We get a lot of help in the kitchen in the morning. A lot of our staff helps. You know, we've got a lot of college kids that maybe are not able to travel home for Thanksgiving, so a lot of them just look forward to coming out and helping us on Thanksgiving morning. So the kitchen is really well staffed, but we definitely need at least another 100 probably to make those deliveries throughout the community. And also just so that way we're not having to bog down so many of our volunteers with, you know, having to use their cars and gas and things like that. We try to get as many volunteers as we can for the delivery.
Contact information is available on our website at WTAW.com. 1,000 feet over Aggieland, Snoopy One has made its presence known. Charlie Smith is the chief pilot for the MetLife blimp that is in town for the A&M Missouri football game.
We do a combination of just flying around town for general advertising exposure and also to build social media. We try to accommodate any requests. You know, if you happen to be at your kid's soccer game and you want us to come fly over, if we have the time, you know, Twitter allows us to try to cover that.
After flying yesterday and today, the blimp will be parked at Coulter Field in Bryan until Saturday's game. Researchers in Texas have announced a potential breakthrough in the long search for a vaccine against HIV. A genetically engineered vaccine which protects the outer layers of organs from the virus that causes AIDS has shown promise, and inventors have applied for a patent. Co-inventor Marie-Claire Gaudouin of Texas Biomedical Research Institute says it's a single dose that lasts a lifetime.
Imagine that you could immunize young children or teenagers before, you know, they go to puberty, and then it would be protected forever.
She says it's the most promising development yet to end the HIV pandemic, which has killed tens of millions of people worldwide in the last 30 years. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Sounds like a surprise pop-in has you flipping out. Let's listen in, shall we?
My wine-loving in-laws are stopping by for dinner, and the only thing I know about wine is that I don't know anything about wine!
Fear not, my vino bambino, for the experts at Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods will turn your fermented faux pas into your in-laws' applause with thousands of world-class wines and delightful food pairing suggestions. How goes your dinner of the doomed now?
Specs' larger selection and lower prices have transformed me from a sheepish server into the winner-winner of a flawless chicken dinner!
You certainly put the marvel in marvelous. And with Specs' convenient locations, you'll have enough time to find something in common with your in-laws. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:12. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure will be building across the region. This system is going to be responsible for some fairly warm weather through the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Partly sunny. We're in the mid to upper 70s today. Clear skies overnight. Lows in the mid 50s. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be in the mid 50s. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Thursday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Outlands, Maxwell's, and O'Brien's, oh my. Lots of awards for the Aggies. What was it? Sumlin says when you win, you get trophies. You got a chance for several of them. We'll share that with you coming up at 7:50. And in basketball as well, Monday Night Football and a couple NBA hoops games as well. Coming up at, 7:50.
Okay, a word to students at Texas A&M University. Lock your door.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Lock your doors, close your windows, hide your kids, hide your wife.
How crazy is that? How many of these have they had? I mean, a bunch, right?
40 at least.
I just don't get it. I just do not get it.
He's climbing in your windows, snatching your people
it
up.
Would just seem like it's not that difficult. That's the reason they put those locks on there, you know?
Somebody's not following the motto.
What's that?
Lie, cheat, or steal.
Yeah, well.
Aggies don't do it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, well, see, this is during a home game weekend. It could be someone who's not an Aggie onto campus.
You're right, it could be.
Going through the dorms.
You know, that has nothing to do with the fact that you can probably keep that from happening by locking your doors. And again, I don't get it because this is not the first weekend this has happened, right?
Yeah. Opportunity motivates thieves. This weekend it was like 21 different burglaries.
Aren't these college students? Hello?
Spoon-fed children.
What?
Spoon-fed children.
Okay. Oh, spoon-fed children. First I thought she was saying spank your children.
That's what I wanted to hear again.
Either one I would approve.
That's it, spoon-fed kids. And like they said, you know, there still are helicopter parents, but now they're lawnmower parents, you know.
Yes.
Mow everything down to make it absolutely effortless for their child to do anything.
Why didn't know I was supposed to do that?
The days are bygone when the children were crawling on the floor, picking up whatever dropped from the table.
It could be they're just finding the bumpkins, because when I was in Leander, we didn't have to lock the doors.
No.
That
How
isn't
about
it?
If I just say no?
That isn't it?
I've had an opportunity to deal with college-age students as tenants, okay?
Oh.
Somehow, hello?
Well, the guilty parties are still the scumbag doing the thieving. I mean,
there is no doubt. I'm not saying, not at all. But, again, these are crimes of opportunity. Wish I could show you the text exchanges I've had with tenants about, it's hot in here. Well, you know, check the thermostat. It's still not working.
Is it on?
Call the air conditioner guy. He comes over. Oh, never mind. Problem's fixed. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, you got to adjust that. You got to turn it to auto. Oh, I see. Okay.
That's just ignorance, though. Well, that's ignorance as opposed to stupidity.
Okay.
Maybe a little of both.
It's a big club. It's a really big club.
I mean, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the Mizzou fight song. It's Fight, Tigers Fight, Fight for Old Mizzou. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Right behind you, everyone is with you. Break the line and follow down the field. How's that make the basketball team feel, okay? How do they feel about that? And you'll be on the top, upon the top, fight. Tigers, you will always win. Proudly keep the colors flying skyward. In the end, we'll win the victory. So Tigers fight for old Mizzou.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
The dramatic reading's what sells it.
I know. Of course, I like circus music.
Yeah, that does sound like circus music, doesn't it?
Hey, wow. It's Mizzou. They're the Tigers.
That's the whole deal. You know, it's quite the problem there.
I am a little disappointed they didn't do the MISSISISSIPPI.
That'd be the difference.
That'd be Mississippi.
Well, never mind. Okay. I'm not paying much attention. I need some more coffee.
Okay.
Like I said, ignorance, stupidity.
There you go.
I'm kind of leaning more towards one than the other at this point.
It's a big club.
So there's some question over how you pronounce the name of this state.
Missouri.
Because there's some people who call it Missouri. And there's some people who call it Missouri.
Not if you live there.
I've heard that people who live there call it Missouri. I knew someone who used to live there.
That's
and
the reason the song says Mizzou. And I'll never forget, I was up in that part of the world, and I was driving to another football game, but I was listening
to the Missouri game, and I thought, hey, I'll listen to this and see what they say. They say Mizzou on the broadcast.
Yep.
Because they don't want to make anybody mad.
Well, and it's the Mizzou network.
Yeah. So, I mean, they don't want to make anybody mad. Why can't they figure out how to pronounce the name of their state? Is that
because do we live in the Brazos Valley or do we live in the Brazos Valley?
No, we live in the Brazos Valley in Villa Maria. I'm sorry. And the town Shire Shopping Center. Wait a second. Anyway. It's not pronounced Villa Maria? Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine.
All right.
Hey, I grew up in the great state of Missouri in St. Louis in my entire life.
Me too, buddy. That's where I was born.
It's Missouri
really?
For you guys.
Missouri.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks.
Missouri.
Well, yeah, Kat, it would be Villa Maria if you, you know, really use the double L pronounced Y. Yeah, but does anybody do that here?
It's not Spanish, though.
No, it's not. So.
It's Italian.
As
yeah.
I've been told several times, you know, on the news, I'm not supposed to, I have to anglicize yes. every Hispanic name. You should. Yes, I so, agree. And now, what I would be better, in Houston, I'm okay with Villa Maria. What bothers me is in Houston, San Felipe. Yeah. That's just messed up. No, San Felipe. Yeah. If you call it San Felipe, that's pretty anglicized itself, uh-huh. and that's yeah. how it's spelled. But San Felipe just sounds like, yeah.
There's a road in Austin called Manchac.
Yeah.
What?
Which doesn't.
Been,
yeah. yeah.
I'll put it down to this even. There was a company in Austin where I worked that used to make me laugh because they did advertisements with us.
Yeah.
And it was Lewis and Salazar.
Wow. So does Salazar?
You got it.
Wow.
We'll okay. anglicize anything in Texas,
again,
by God.
But
as
long as you anglicize it in a slight, referencing.
No.
Hey, you moved here, okay? You moved here. If we're down there, we'll say it your way. If you're up here, by God, you say it the way we do it, all right? Golly.
You reckon?
Get over it, yeah. All right, so you wanted to know about this red state, blue state thing, right?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, it was pretty good. It was on NBC where that happened.
With Tim Russert.
Yeah. Now, Kat, what you said makes sense.
What, that I'll never date online?
Okay. You did say that. I was I think we were kind of still talking about the red state, blue state thing.
It was the same thing.
Well, yeah, let's stay kind of in the parameters of that, though, because you had asked the question, why are the Republicans red?
Yeah,
why
when
are
that's
the Democrats blue?
Yeah, no,
right.
That was all the same conversation.
I mean,
I'm pulling rabbits out of the hat.
We'll go back to the dating thing if you want to, but no. The deal is, and it does, it reverses the longstanding idea that the red symbols, like the red flag or the red star, would be associated with socialist revolutionary movements.
KGB.
Yeah, but it was Tim Russert who basically used those colors. And that's right. I mean, that what you've got, Kevin?
Yeah, and
I mean,
it goes,
he set it up that way.
Before the 2000 election campaign, the traditional color scheme was blue for Republicans, yeah. red for Democrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just weird. I mean, they only changed it in 2000. That's just
Tim Russert. See?
Well, according to this, though, it also says that it didn't matter. It depended on what network you watched. They would use whatever color red, blue they wanted.
Right. Now they've standardized it so that you know, and that's why they have the websites. Now
switched to green and gold.
They've used colors, but, well, I'll tell you, they used yellow for the Republican Party. I mean, there was a time that they did that. But also one of the first places where they used colors for states was in Texas, in the Texas election. Because they had people who spoke Spanish or people who were just illiterate who voted. And they needed to have some sort of a color because then people would vote by color.
According to Wikipedia, it goes all the way back to the 1888 presidential election.
And if it's in Wikipedia, it's got to be true because that's on the internet and everything on the internet.
It is.
Hello?
Hey, just the mere mention of Tom Turbeville's name has Kat doing some Tomish type of comments.
We call them Tom moments. That's true. Thank you. That's right. Yeah. Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. That's for sure. Okay. So now, by the way, later on this morning, bird knowledge. Just we're going to find out what you know about birds.
Ornithology?
Well, no, not really.
Ornithology, dear.
Yeah, that too. No, just different stuff. Or we could talk about a guy named Orin. I don't care any of those things. But anyway, in the meantime.
I was close. Come on, I'm the sports guy, for God's sake.
Your typical Thanksgiving meal, you know, we told you yesterday, holds like a bazillion calories, right?
Okay. 4,000 something.
Right. Domino's says that Wednesday before Thanksgiving is their busiest night of the year.
So tomorrow.
Bigger even than the Super Bowl Sunday.
Really?
Yep. Lots of families in town. They gather at home. They go, why don't we go ahead and eat some pizza? And so takeout and delivery is a big deal.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, there is no truth to the rumor that this year they are going to go ahead and do a giblet topping, but
ugh.
Nonetheless.
Sick.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
What's disgusting about that?
It's just utterly disgusting.
Do you want to talk about the pizza toppings they have in other parts of the world?
I mean, probably would be okay with that. We've talked about them before.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. So it's not like giblet would be that far off.
Giblets are just gross.
Yeah, look, if they'll put pineapple on a pizza, giblets are fine.
Also, now, I'll eat pineapples in real life, but giblets?
On a pizza?
In real life.
Yeah. Ooh.
You don't eat livers and gizzards and stuff? You don't do that? Cat?
Yeah, I've had gizzards before. It doesn't mean I enjoyed it. It's not like chewing an ear of an old sow.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900.
Hey, folks over at Texas Truck Riggins want to remind you, maybe the first stop for you when you get a truck, whether it's new or you've just used, but it's new to you, then, you know, stop in there because they have a lot of ways for you to maintain the looks of that truck no matter how you're going to use it. If you're going to use it for tooling around town, you want to make it kind of distinctive, then Texas Truck Riggins has accessories to do that for you. But if it's a working truck and you're going to need it to look good on the weekends and yet use it during the week, Texas Truck Riggins has that. You know, powder coating is something that they've been doing for a few years, and what that does is it colors a piece of metal like your grill, get a nice color that can match the body of your truck, but it's a lot tougher than paint. So that if you are out there really having to use that grill guard to protect the front of your truck, then, you know, you want it to look good too. Well, they can do that with powder coating. Obviously, spray in bed liners. One of the first things that people do when they get a truck, make sure that the bed liner looks good and stays good looking. Side steps, that makes it easy for you to get in and out. If you happen to have a diesel, they put diesel chips in there for you so that you can increase the performance of your car. Other things are your truck. Other things that you do as far as performance and making it look good, put in a toolbox, headache rack, other things that will make it a practical truck for you if you need it for a working situation, and then still continue to make it look good. And again, I'm saying trucks, but they'll do the same thing for SUVs as well. And that's mostly outside stuff that we've talked about. They have interior things to do as well. So why don't you stop in and see them at Texas Truck Riggins. They're located at 2711 South College Avenue. Don't forget they've got the boutique right inside the store, too.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 78 or 79 for the next 3 days. Should be really, really nice. And then Friday, well, still around 75, a little bit cooler on Saturday, looking at a high of 67 degrees then. Maybe a slight chance of rain on Friday night at about 20%, but aside from that, pretty spectacular weather. And the lows each night will probably be in the middle to upper 50s. Right now, calm winds out there, humidity is 93%, and we've got 53 degrees.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A few weeks before the election, when the outcome was still in doubt, the Democrat Senate Majority Leader Dingy Harry dismissed the idea of finding common ground with a Republican president. Mitt Romney's fantasy that Senate Democrats will work with him to pass his severely conservative agenda, that's laughable, Reid said. He said there'd be no bipartisanship and no trying to get along. Now, with Obama still in the White House, Harry Reid has a new message. Yes, I've told anyone that'll listen, including everybody in the White House, including the president, I am not going to be part of having Social Security as part of these talks relating to this deficit, Dingy Harry said. And with that, Reid takes any proposal off the negotiating table that would allow cost of living adjustment formulas to be changed to bring savings to Social Security. Now, the way AP reported it is that Obama's victory has given Democrats more resolve. They have stiffer spines now, so Dingy Harry doesn't have to be flexible. Well, let me take you back. The 2010 midterm election was about as devastating as any in our history. Republicans cleaned the Democrats' clock, top to bottom. But Democrats ignored the results, did not alter their agenda one iota. Harry Reid made it clear. Romney wins, he's not going to play ball. Obama wins, Democrats still won't give an inch. Compromise, that's only a weapon to be used against Republicans. There's no reason for Republicans to use it against themselves.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The first project of College Station's new medical corridor has been approved by the City Council.
A 72-bed specialty hospital marks the first time the Council's approved a tax abatement zone since 2001. The city will spend up to $300,000 for a street extension and give up $197,000 in property taxes over a 10-year period. In exchange, Strategic Behavioral Health will generate an annual payroll of more than $7 million. The motion to approve, made by Carl Mooney.
This is an absolute need in our community. We at one time enjoyed actually two behavioral health hospitals that since have left the community. And as our city manager just recently pointed out, the assistance that we are offering through tax abatement will certainly be met and exceeded by what this facility will provide to the community.
Jess Fields voted no.
We don't give all small businesses this kind of treatment, and frankly, I don't see why we should give a large business that's coming here this kind of treatment.
The 72-bed hospital offering psychiatric, therapeutic, and substance abuse programs will also reduce costs to law enforcement currently transporting inmates to Austin and Houston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Home football games at A&M have been productive for burglars. University police report more than 40 thefts at Corps of Cadets dormitories this season. Saturday alone, there were 24 burglaries at White Hall. Investigators say entrance was gained through unlocked doors and windows. Money, electronics, and an Aggie ring are among the stolen items. Lieutenant Alan Barone says more eyes will be on the cadets' dorms this weekend.
On a game day weekend, we have people moving about freely through campus in greater numbers. We have a lot of people tailgating and visitors coming as well. So we are trying to get as much information as we can out there to our staff that work these areas, as well as our students, to be on the lookout for anything suspicious, as well as, again, keep everything secure as you can.
Barone suggests those leaving town this weekend to take electronics and other valuables with them. A&M's final home football game of the season will include an appearance from the MetLife blimp. Chief pilot Charlie Smith brought Snoopy One to Aggieland yesterday from Waco.
Coming into a college town like this is kind of one of the better aspects, because we seem to be more involved with community than just arriving in town in a big city. And we're welcomed a little more and have more hospitality here and enjoy it quite a bit.
The blimp will be flying again today, then it will be parked at Coulter Field in Bryan until Saturday. The 29th Thanksgiving in the Brazos campaign means 1,200 holiday meals for those who would otherwise go without.
A lot of the individuals that we serve actually come from the Meals on Wheels program, so quite a few people that maybe are widowed, maybe disabled, that are homebound, will be delivering meals to them, as well as several hundred families. We get a lot of those names, especially the ones with kids from our local schools. Southwood Valley's counselor has sent over several children's names. We'll also be getting a few names from Bonham and several other schools just all throughout the Brazos County.
Brick Wyatt at Epicure's Catering says about 100 drivers are needed to deliver meals Thanksgiving morning. Online at WTAW.com, you can find more information. If you're flying to your Thanksgiving destination, packing for the holidays can be challenging. Terry Denton with Travel Leaders says now that many airlines charge baggage fees, how you pack is very important.
I would ask myself before I packed any item was, do I really need this item before you put it into your suitcase?
He says to make a list of the days you'll be away and what you'll wear each day, wear your bulkier items on the plane, and prepare to be patient because there will be delays, crowds, and unexpected occurrences. He says before you get to the airport, print out your boarding pass, research your parking options, and be sure to give yourself plenty of time to get through security. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Getting to be an exciting time of year for David Gardner. There's lots of things coming up in the next few weeks. By the way, now starting next Monday, David Gardner's will be open every Monday until Christmas. Usually they've been closed on Mondays, but that changes after Thanksgiving. So don't forget that. Then David Yerman Double Points, talked about this a little bit already. That is, David Gardner's gives you points for every dollar that you spend on David Yerman throughout the year. In January, those points turn into dollars, and then you can spend more on David Yerman, and then you gain more points, and that's the way that works. And then what they do is throughout the year, they'll offer double point days that'll earn you 20% back to use the next year. And so from now till the end of November, you get to pick your own David Yerman double point day when you bring in a gift for the Boys and Girls Club Christmas party that they're going to be having. Now, these kiddos are age 6 to 18. Again, just one of the things that David and Julia do in the community. Now, this will be the last opportunity for you to have a double point day for David Yerman before Christmas. So bring in the goodies for the Boys and Girls Club Christmas party, and you get to pick your own day. Then also, they've got the Ippolita Fall Trunk Show coming up. Now, that's going to be Wednesday, November the 28th, from 2 until 7. You'll see two locations. They'll have two collections there in the store.
18-karat yellow gold line and also the rose gold-plated line. So we'll have that, and they have pieces that start under $100. So lots of stuff for you to see, but again, it's that time of year. 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs. And they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want. And they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or samples of business from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will be building across the region. This system's going to be responsible for some fairly warm weather through the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Partly sunny. We're in the mid to upper 70s today. Clear skies overnight. Lows in the mid 50s. Partial sun for tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be in the mid 50s. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Thursday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They were more physical than us.
That was a rundown of last night's basketball game.
Yeah, they put the ball in the hole more than us, a lot more.
Yeah.
Aside from that, it was just fine.
Monday night football plus a lot of awards for Aggie football. We'll share that with you here in about 12 minutes.
All right. For those of you resting up for your midnight madness on Black Friday and all that, good luck with all that. But for the rest of us, mark your calendars for Tuesday, November the 27th. That is expected to be one of the lightest shopping days between now and Christmas.
Aha!
Yeah, the experts at ShopTrack who analyze foot traffic have revealed the best days to get our shopping done faster. They say the Monday through Thursday following Thanksgiving week really are the best, but Tuesday expected to be off-peak. And so there you go.
Good to know.
That's just what you... And if you don't have the inclination to shop next week, then shoot for December 3rd through the 6th or the 10th and 11th. After that, hey, you're on your own. Okay?
We've done all we can for you.
That's right. We have told you what we can tell you. So there we are. Let's go to the phones. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
This lady didn't get it.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes
I
and
know.
Stuff.
And so
Kat not
I'm
getting
hoping
it,
it's maybe just a deal that happens.
Yeah. Only when the jokes are dirty.
Tuesdays. That's
well.
Not going to be that way every
no.
morning because
oh,
I'd like
no.
to have it on WTAW.
Sure.
But
well, we
don't
like
worry
that.
About
Thank
calling
you.
Me back. Yeah. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Sure.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Thought we'd find the Boy Scout of the music industry to provide a little.
I got to say, this surprises me a little.
I'm a little surprised myself.
Yeah. But this works, you know.
Move your body out on the floor. Put your troubles aside. Start living in it.
So you could do it outside today. Today's the perfect, I mean, it's perfect temperature for being out there.
Sure.
It's 55 degrees.
Well, yeah, see? I mean, you're out there on your deck overlooking the river or whatever.
If you don't work at a radio station.
Well no, we overlook the parking lot. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, there you go. It's Chris Brown. 7:43. All right, as promised, parts of the bird. It's time for your bird anatomy quiz.
Great.
So we're giving everybody the bird. Nice, Scott.
That's that. That oh. little flap of skin that hangs off the turkey's chin. You know what that's called?
Oh, I know.
Did you raise your hand? Okay, what's the answer?
A waddle.
Very good. Yes, very good.
All the right. Tricky one is, what is the name of the flap of skin over his beak?
Well, we may get to that in just a minute. Hello?
It's called a waddle.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
And it turns red when they get stressed out. Now that wrinkly,
or excited.
Yeah, that wrinkly thing hanging over the turkey's beak is a much cooler word, and that is?
You want me to say it?
Well, sure, why not?
Snood.
Okay, now, Kevin, you're behind. 2-0, buddy.
Oh, I didn't realize this was a contest.
Wait. Oh, did you know either of those?
Yes.
Tomorrow we'll have our gobble contest.
Yeah. I have been turkey hunting.
Okay.
Well.
But you're going, look at the snood on that, huh?
Man, one of the coolest memories I have is driving up a mountain in the snow, and there was woods and this whole flock of turkeys walking through the snow.
Walking?
Just, well.
They could fly. Why are they walking?
They weren't flying. They were just walking. I guess because it was snowing. I don't know. Okay. But it was a very cool memory. The snowflakes swirling down around these dark turkeys out there in the woods.
So what, the head turkey decided we're walking today? Is that it?
I guess. And they turkeys don't fly that far.
I know they don't. But I guess they didn't hear your car coming, huh?
No.
Hello?
Maybe they just didn't care.
It's not a flock of turkeys. It's a raptor of turkeys.
Oh.
There we go. Thank
that
you.
Is good.
Okay. Yeah, got that going on. And then a baby turkey, that's called a chick, you know, a pullet or a jake if it's a boy. I'd never heard that.
Poult.
Yeah, poult. A jake for a boy. Had not heard that.
So,
there you go. Male turkeys are called toms or gobblers. I think we knew that. And females are called hens. Probably be eating one there around Thanksgiving, you know. Females have more meat on them, and they grow faster than males. But males can grow up to 35 pounds. Yeah. So, y'all going to do that? Y'all doing that traditional thing?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
What do y'all eat at your house?
Pizza? Steak.
Pizza?
Steak. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. After Dad had the stroke and it was just Mom and I was like, I don't like all this.
Okay.
So don't
like
make it.
Okay. There you
she
go.
Said, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, I don't even want to ask Kat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It scares me.
I don't understand why I'm so scary.
No, just I don't know.
Once
where
you understand my values, then I'm
hello?
A very predictable person.
Yeah, actually, a group of turkeys is called a feast.
Yeah. Yeah, they're throwing corn out behind Luby's right now to get them over there for
dinner. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they are, yeah. All right, so, yeah, go ahead. So are y'all doing something unusual for Thanksgiving food?
What, with my family?
Yeah.
Not that I know of, but I can tell you what.
Okay.
Thanksgiving weekend is the time if you want to make mincemeat or if you want to make a British Christmas cake.
Yeah.
This weekend is when you have to make it so that you have it ripen for the full 40 days or whatever up till Christmas.
Ripen, in other words, that means the alcohol gets soaked up?
Well.
Early Bird gets the bookworm this Friday at Half Price Books. Doors open at 7 a.m. Free gift cards for the first 100 shoppers. Special discounts and surprises all day. You won't want to miss it. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Allen Honda gives thanks this month for all of our loyal customers and celebrate Thanksgiving. Honda has special year-end interest rates now available. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on the 2012 Civic or 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, Ridgeline, and CRV models. Plus 0.9% for up to 36 months on all 2012 and 2013 Pilots. Hurry in for special year-end financing and a great buying experience at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Being a teen can be tough, and it's even tougher when you have to deal with acne, but you don't have to accept it. Just visit Childs Dermatology. They can properly diagnose and then effectively treat acne with equipment like Omnilux Light Therapy. The light is safe and harmless to your skin, and it's completely pain-free. So in a 20-minute treatment, Childs Dermatology can help you say so long to pimples, zits, and all those other annoying issues. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What do pumpkin biscuits and gravy and marshmallow have in common? Well, for one thing, they can serve as a good reminder of how to treat your family this Thanksgiving. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. With Thanksgiving just around the corner, the mind naturally wanders toward thoughts of turkey and stuffing, football games, and family. And for some folks, the last one, family, may be more of a source of pain than something to actually look forward to. If that's your situation, I encourage you to remember pumpkin biscuits and gravy and marshmallow. No, that's not the menu I'm suggesting you serve. It's actually the names of three of the turkeys that have been pardoned for Thanksgiving by U.S. presidents. As you may know, every November, just before the holiday, our country observes a fun and lighthearted tradition. A domestic turkey, otherwise destined for someone's dinner table, is granted a presidential pardon. It's a symbolic gesture, of course, but it can also serve as a positive reminder. Family conflict is tough to ignore when the holidays come around. So this year, let the spirit of the season open your heart to forgiveness. That's challenging when past wounds run so deep, but a little grace is all it takes to get the process started. And let's face it, we all could use a little grace. After all, pumpkin and marshmallow aren't the only turkeys that need a pardon. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth, and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. It's 7:50. Time for your sports on WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Texas A&M football team success. Well, you get rewards with success, and Coach Sumlin is named a semifinalist for the National Coach of the Year Award by the Maxwell Foundation. He's one of 16 semifinalists for the award. Junior offensive tackle Luke Jokel named a finalist for the Outland Trophy, which is given to the nation's top interior lineman. Redshirt freshman quarterback Johnny Manziel named a finalist to the Maxwell and O'Brien Awards. Maxwell is for the Collegiate Player of the Year, while the O'Brien is for the best college quarterback. And, of course, Johnny Football is in the running for and the leading contender right now for the Heisman Trophy. And since we're talking Johnny, he was named the SEC Freshman of the Week for a record 8th time this season. The previous number high was for the SEC honor was 3, which was achieved by 5 different players over the course of years. Manziel has won the award the past 4 weeks and 8 of the last 11. The Aggies will seek their first 10-win season dating back to 1998 when we host Missouri regular season finale at Kyle Field, 6 o'clock, and all the action is here on 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M linebacker Michael Richardson has been released from the hospital after surgery for a cervical spine injury. Richardson was hurt in Saturday's win over the Sam Houston State Bearcats. Coach Sumlin says the team is, quote, thankful Michael came through the surgery and is in good shape. On to the Aggie basketball team. The Aggs took the court in the CBE Classic in Kansas City, and St. Louis beat up on them 70-49. Here's Coach Kennedy after the game.
Got to give St. Louis a lot of credit. They were more physical than us. You could tell they had veterans on the floor, and they did a really good job of moving the ball, but I thought defensively they gave us problems and forced us into taking some quick shots, and they're a very good basketball team, and they're well coached and we're well prepared.
Guys will take their 3-1 record on the court again today at 6 o'clock in KC against Washington State. The ladies play tonight, too. They're at Reed at 7 against the Liberty Flames. In Monday Night Football, neither team had their starting quarterback, and as it turns out, San Fran's backup is a lot better than Chicago's. The Niners trounced the Bears 32-7. Here's Jim Harbaugh on his backup quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to say that right at some point today.
Thought Colin did an outstanding job. Great job, poise in the pocket, pushing the ball, throwing with accuracy. Did a nice job running the game plan. Everything he did was exemplar. And really acquitted himself great. Very proud of him for that.
Turning now to the NBA, Stephen Curry had 31 points to lead Golden State to a 105-101 overtime win over the Mavs. Chris Paul scored 19 points last night, and the Clippers beat the Spurs 92-87. The winningest football coach in NCAA history has announced his retirement after 60 years at the Division III St. John School. Joe Girardi retires at the age of 86 with a record of 489 wins, 138 losses, and 11 ties. He surpassed Eddie Robinson for career coaching victories back in 2003. And by the way, he's led St. John's to 4 national titles. And a quick programming note, the Consol playoff game is this Friday at 11 o'clock and will be carried by Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Find information like that at BrazosFootball.com. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Perrine Winery has a little something for everyone. Relax by the fireplace with one of our award-winning wines or pick up a one-of-a-kind gift and simplify your shopping. Perrine Winery will also create customized labels for your personal bottle or case of wine for all your gift-giving this season. And remember, you can host your holiday parties with us. Perrine Winery is the best-kept secret in town, located in the Post Oak Village on Harvey Road across from the tap.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. 7700 or visit us on the web at mollymade.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. I just want to clarify, the A&M Consolidated game is at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock. I'm not sure if...
Did I say it wrong?
I think you might have said 11, but it doesn't matter. It's 1 o'clock, okay?
Yeah, good. 1 o'clock on 11:50.
There you go. Pretty interesting, kind of a fun story this morning out of the Dallas Morning News. Johnny Manziel will win the Heisman Trophy during his college career. That was set on September the 8th by Big Paul Manziel. That's Johnny's granddaddy who lives in Tyler.
love it.
And not just grandparent pride, obviously.
No.
I mean, you might have thought it at that time, but obviously that's not the case. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is kind of fun. So, and obviously they're doing a story this morning about whether or not this can really happen. Can a freshman actually win? As Chris Huston from the CBSSports.com said, he said, and he's also the publisher of Heisman Pundit, he said, if anybody can prove me wrong, it would be him.
Wow.
Yep. Voters will really be left without many obvious choices again after this big weekend because Notre Dame plays USC, and that's Manti Te'o or whatever his name
Manti
is.
Manti Te'o.
Yeah, him too. He's he's the linebacker. Now, if he happened to win, that'd be the first linebacker to win the Heisman Trophy.
If I'm not mistaken, there's only been one other defensive player that's won.
Charlie Woodson.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, of course, a lot of guys played both ways.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll see what happens there. And then, of course, Marquise, what's his name, who's the receiver for SC, is also kind of in the running. We'll see. All Heisman voting is done online. The ballots are sent out via email on Monday. Votes, which include the voters ranking the top three selections, are due on December 3rd. The announcement of the finalists will be at 5 p.m. that evening. So on December 3rd, that's a Monday, at 5 p.m. And then, of course, the big night will be on the 8th.
So. Last thing I saw with Manziel, one of the pundits on television was saying it was his to lose. If he had a good game against Missouri, it was more than likely his.
Well, again, that's and it is for the most outstanding player of the year.
Correct.
Not body of work, not whatever. And, you know, it's interesting, yesterday, just to show you, yesterday, I'm reading the cover story from Sports Illustrated about Colin Klein. I mean, what a great kid. I mean, he's a great kid. He has a great story. And, you know, of course, they're saying, you know, here he is, the quarterback of the number one team in the country. Yeah, see, that's the problem. That's the problem.
Number one team.
WTAW, College Station Riot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're still talking, so there is still fighting.
The bottom line still remains that Hamas has to stop this rocket fire.
Deputy U.S. National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is now en route to Israel as peace talks also continue in Egypt. The Palestinian rockets keep coming and Israel keeps counterattacking. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live near the Gaza border.
Rockets come here from Gaza and missiles fly back in as a diplomatic push for peace takes place. Israel has continued to bombard Gaza from the air, sea and ground, carrying out over 100 attacks today. 115 Palestinians dead as the fighting is well into its sixth day. Half of them are civilians. An Israeli died this morning in a border village following a rocket attack from Gaza. That brings the number of Israelis killed to 4. Hamas says they also launched 2 rockets at Jerusalem earlier. They landed in Palestinian areas, causing no damage. Dave.
Emily, a homegrown terror plot busted in L.A. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
U.S. authorities say 4 Southern California men plotted to kill Americans overseas and bomb government facilities and public places. Their apparent ringleader, who had served in the U.S. Air Force from 2000 to 2001, allegedly introduced his first 2 accomplices to the radical preachings of Anwar al-Awlaki. Then he went to Afghanistan and tried to arrange meetings with al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The 3 then recruited a 4th who also wanted to wage violent jihad. Dave?
Courtney, Congressman Alan West is giving up, conceding he lost his re-election bid, the Republican falling to Democrat Patrick Murphy in Florida. Home builders are busier, starting construction on more new houses and apartments last month since July of 2008. Can mediation keep Hostess in business? Court-ordered talks start today with the union, who's on strike, prompted the company to shut down. Hostess says it needs to cut costs. The union says there's bad management. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look.
and check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log with no copays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Don't miss the Sam's Club Members Only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks. See club for details.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Heaven's best carpet cleaning, cleaner carpet and upholstery. Heaven's best, dry in 1 hour, if the spot returns, so do we. Heaven's best.
Call Heaven's Best now and get a $30 discount when you clean three rooms or more. With Heaven's Best, your carpet will stay cleaner longer and will be dry in about 1 hour. If your spot returns, so do we. Call us at 979-807-1001. That's 807-1001. Enjoy life. We'll clean it up. Heaven's Best.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. While the Aggies won Saturday's football game, there are at least 24 members of the Corps of Cadets who lost valuables because they didn't lock their dorm rooms. Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says Aggie rings and electronics were among the stolen items from White Hall. That brings the number of burglaries in cadet residence halls during home football games to more than 40.
We're trying to get as much information out to the students as we can about the importance of, you know, not leaving their property unattended, securing it as well as their doors and their windows. And the fact, just because they live on campus or in a campus environment, does not mean that they can't be a victim of a crime.
Almost all of the burglaries were the direct result of students leaving doors and windows unlocked. The College Station City Council has approved its first business tax abatement since 2001.
Three motions were approved last night that will lead to the construction of a 72-bed specialty hospital between College Station Medical Center and Bryan-Bachman Community Park. Jess Fields voted no.
These companies, if they are smart, and if College Station is indeed a profitable place to be over the long run, will choose to locate here if we maintain the right policies, absent of treating individual entities differently.
Carl Mooney made the motion to proceed.
As one of our newest council members, Mr. Nichols, has pointed out, this does address an infill need area. It couldn't be any better placed than what we're looking at right now. It also enables us to give another access through the back door of a community onto Rock Prairie Road.
Strategic Behavioral Health is supposed to make a $10 million capital investment and create 150 full-time equivalent jobs, generating an annual payroll of more than $7 million. In exchange, the city's giving up $197,000 in property taxes over 10 years and spending up to $300,000 for a street extension. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Volunteers are still needed to prepare and deliver 1,200 Thanksgiving meals. Brooke Wyatt at Epicure's Catering is part of the 29th Thanksgiving in the Brazos campaign.
We get a lot of help in the kitchen in the morning. A lot of our staff help. You know, we've got a lot of college kids that maybe are not able to travel home for Thanksgiving, so a lot of them just look forward to coming out and helping us on Thanksgiving morning. So the kitchen is really well staffed, but we definitely need at least another 100 probably to make those deliveries throughout the community. And also just so that way we're not having to bog down so many of our volunteers with, you know, having to use their cars and gas and things like that. We try to get as many volunteers as we can for the delivery.
Contact information is on our website at WTAW.com. 1,000 feet over Aggieland, Snoopy One has made its presence known. Charlie Smith is the chief pilot for the MetLife blimp that is in town for the A&M Missouri football game.
We do a combination of just flying around town for general advertising exposure and also to build social media. We try to accommodate any requests. You know, if you happen to be at your kid's soccer game and you want us to come fly over, if we have the time, you know, Twitter allows us to try to cover that.
After flying yesterday and today, the blimp will be parked at Coulter Field in Bryan until Saturday's game. And researchers in Texas have announced a potential breakthrough in the long search for a vaccine against HIV. A genetically engineered vaccine, which protects the outer layers of organs from the virus that causes AIDS, has shown promise, and inventors have applied for a patent. Co-inventor Marie-Claire Gaudouin of Texas Biomedical Research Institute says it's a single dose that lasts a lifetime.
Imagine that you could immunize young children or teenagers before, you know, they go to puberty, and then it would be protected forever.
She says it's the most promising development yet to end the HIV pandemic, which has killed tens of millions of people worldwide in the last 30 years. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, it's 8:10. Let's do some weather. Shall we do that? It's brought to you this morning by folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at brazosvalleyrecycling.com. Here are the numbers.
High pressure will be building across the region. This system's going to be responsible for some fairly warm weather through the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Partly sunny, we're in the mid to upper 70s today. Clear skies overnight, lows in the mid 50s. Partial sun for tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be in the mid 50s. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Thursday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11, and we're going to do Jethro trivia in a minute. Leah's here.
Yay!
But you know, Barbara Walters' most fascinating people. You know, that's coming up.
Bubba Wawa.
Yeah, because it's going to be toward the end of the year.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and of course, whenever you think of Barbara Walters.
Starting out at number 30 in our countdown, and it's a big one. Never ask anyone what kind of tree they want to be. The year was 1981, yeah. And I was on the set of the Broadway play, The West Side Waltz.
Uh-huh.
It starred the great
Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, okay.
And we were having what I thought was a fascinating conversation, but for some reason, things took an odd turn.
I'm a very strong, I'm a become a sort of, you know, thing.
What?
I don't know what, you know, sort you of tree or something.
You want
to flat iron. Yes, well, I mean, it's a sort of, no, I, and that's something the people have created.
What kind of a tree are you? If you think you're a tree now.
I hope I'm not an elm with Dutch elm disease.
Classic, classic TV moment.
Well. It is. So anyway, her most fascinating people of 2012 coming up on December the 12th. That'll be great. She's already released some of the names. Ben Affleck. Ooh. the pop stars One Direction. Ooh, wow. Seth MacFarlane.
Interesting cat.
Yeah, and again, would hurt himself a lot if he fell off his money.
yeah, he would.
Everything he touches turns to absolute gold.
Pretty much.
E.L. James, I guess that's not too surprising. Gabby Douglas, remember her? And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Interesting.
One person's always left off the list, so you have to tune in to watch.
Dun, dun, dun.
That'll be great. All right. Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well.
It's time for our Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little game, pop culture. And, of course, she is the defending champion, basically. But I know you were 0 for 2, is that right, last 2 weeks?
No, I wasn't. Okay. We got it last week.
Oh, you got it last week. Okay. All right. So here we go.
The week before.
Today, it's lots of interest, of course, Abraham Lincoln's Steven Spielberg movie, you know, that might explain the release of the new letter that the young Mr. Lincoln sent to his sweetheart. He didn't want to be sweethearts with her anymore.
A Dear Jane?
Something like that, in which we learned that Lincoln might have invented the what is now classic technique. Was it A, going Dutch, B, hacking into her computer and reading all her emails by the fireplace, or C, brushing her off saying, it's not you, it's me? Once again, what was it that he wrote in there that basically caused the breakup? Was it A, the idea of going Dutch, B, hacking into her computer and reading all her emails by firelight, or C, brushing her off saying, it's you, not me? Okay, Kevin?
I'm going to say C. Yeah. It's me, not you.
Yeah, okay. All right. Kat?
I'm also going to go with C.
All right. We're going to make it unanimous?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Back when Lincoln was a poor young lawyer in Springfield, Illinois, Mary Owens was the girl back home he'd agreed to marry before realizing that he just wasn't that into her. So he broke it off in a letter. In a letter. That's like texting it nowadays.
Wow.
Yes. In which he began by calling her Friend Mary. That's a bad start. And then it kind of went downhill from there. She had been planning to come to Springfield to see him, but he headed that off by sending her a letter writing, you had better not do it. You have not been accustomed to hardship, and there's plenty here more severe than you could ever imagine. So there you go. That's how he did the old kiss-off way back then. All right, so let's talk about what's going on at the Animal Shelter. The Humane Society. Yeah.
Well, we refer to ourselves as the Animal Shelter quite often.
Yeah,
still.
I understand.
Well, we are closed on Thanksgiving and on Friday, but Saturday is the last day for our half-price and $12 adoptions. Mm-hmm. Now, there might be a few that are carried over, but for the most part, that's the end of the event until our 12 Strays of Christmas that'll kick off the 12 days before Christmas.
Oh, sure. So, okay. Yeah.
We have. If you're looking for a cat, oh my goodness, please tell your friends and family, neighbors,
now's
whoever.
The time.
Now is the time to get a cat. We have cats.
It's always the time to get a cat.
Well, no, true. But we had several weeks ago, we probably had a handful of cats.
And now you're broke out.
We have more cats than we probably know what to do with. We've got cats in ferret cages. We've got cats in wired dog crates on the floor. There's something.
It's a catastrophe.
It is.
Oh, very
pretty,
nice.
It just about is.
Yeah,
and everywhere. We have a lot of them coming back from foster. And those coming back from foster, a lot of them are kittens. A lot of time we've always talked about kitten season, and while we're blaming on a global warming, that there's not the seasonal breeding like there was. So we're seeing more year-round kittens.
Sure.
And this year we probably have more than we ever have before.
Oh, would you call it a feel explosion?
Maybe.
She's going to keep going. I'm sorry. Them,
huh?
She's just going to keep
it.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of cats.
Now, Kat, how many cats do you have?
3.
Well, you can use, you know, don't you?
You can have one more before you are at your, you need an over 4 permit.
Well.
Oh, okay. So be thinking about that.
Wait,
okay.
Where do you need an over 4 permit? Yeah.
If you live within the city limits of Bryan or College Station.
So, oh, I see.
So and that's 4 of anything. That could be 2 dogs, 2 cats. Yeah. If you add one more, you need an over 4
permit. What if it has babies?
You have a grace period of a very short period of time, and then you will need an over 4 permit as well.
So there, you're getting your school right there. Now you know.
Well.
Remember that. Because she's thinking of moving to the city.
There you go.
And then she's going to find out her world will change there. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, so.
So anyhow, we do have plenty of cats. We have lots of dogs to choose from as well. We kind of run the gamut of everywhere from a mini Aussie to some mixes. We still have Misty was adopted. If any of you have been following our Facebook page or our website, we've been, and a lot of our promotions have included 2 blue pits that we've actually had since August.
Okay.
And Misty was adopted, and we still have the daughter, Chloe. She's a beautiful blue pit, and well-mannered, ridiculously well-mannered. So if you're interested in those, you can come by. We do have a hamster.
Oh, okay.
And he's available for adoption
right,
as well.
There you go.
So if you're interested in any of them, come by and check us out. We will have our ribbon cutting next week on the 29th with the Chamber. Open house, ultimately, for everybody. Come out and visit. See what we're about. See where we're at. A lot of people haven't been out to our new facility, and you really need to. It's 17 and a half acres. We're out on Leonard Road near the Expo Complex. You can find more information at our website, aggielandhumane.org, or again on Facebook, Aggieland Humane Society. And again, we will be closed on Thursday and Friday with the travels. If you're watching somebody's pet, if it goes missing, please check the shelters.
Yeah.
We had someone in yesterday, very surprised. Why would I look at the shelter? Well, where else would stray animals?
Yeah. They might get picked up, and that's where
exactly.
they take them.
Exactly. So, yeah. And you know, get your animal microchip. $25, just bring them in, no appointment necessary, and we can get your animal home to you because we know we have your animal.
Got it. All right, thanks a bunch. That's Leah here from the Humane Society. Visit with her on Tuesdays. Whoops. Well, dang, I had Priscilla here just a minute ago. I know I did. Yep. Okay, anyway. I was going to just be so smooth and just move right over to her cell phone because she is at the Ag Breakfast this morning, which, whoops.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Oh.
No, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. All right. We'll try again.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
You know, that's really weird. All right, hang on. Boy, let me see. Okay. Ah, sounds like it's going to work this time. There we go. Back to the Expo Center.
Good morning.
There's Priscilla. How are you this morning?
Doing well. My tummy is full of steak and eggs
I know.
And biscuits.
And see, we've got to change this because you're never here. The Chamber is never here on this morning, and we can't be there. So, you know, there ought to be somebody who leaves early from the big breakfast that you have that,
bring
by the way,
here.
Is... Yeah, and bring some of it here. Which
That's
is,
right. Well, it's wonderful, and it's a great week to do it, the week of Thanksgiving,
yep.
So we realize where our food, you know, comes from, all these wonderful farmers and ranchers that do this for us.
Yeah,
so.
It's the Ag Breakfast that the Chamber's having this morning at the Expo Center. You've gotten to
That's right.
feed a lot of people, huh?
That's right. And our sponsors, Capital Farm Credit and Producers Co-op and George Bush Library as well. That's why we're able to do this. So we're very grateful. But moving on, Aggieland Humane Society on Thursday, November 29th
yeah.
is having their deluxe ribbon cutting.
You know,
so they've changed their name.
Yeah, Leah was just here telling us about that. So it's
Fantastic.
Kind of like a double mention. There you go. Okay.
Fantastic. So we're excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Business After Hours is Thursday, December 6th. At Easterwood Airport, as always, from 5:30 to 7, and that's a wonderful time. And then looking forward to the new year, 2013, our Economic Outlook Conference at the Hilton is on January 23rd, so save the date. This is a wonderful event that really is like a forecast of what the year brings to our community, and the sponsor is Wells Fargo Bank. And the theme is kind of going to be the going with the biomedical corridor. On that. So since that's coming to our area, And that's what I have for you this morning. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Don't worry. Yeah.
It's hard. At the Brazos County Expo, you never know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not the best.
You walk around the corner and all of a sudden you lose this. Yeah, no, we're here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So that's what we have for you today.
And you're bringing leftovers, right? No, I'm kidding. No, it is.
You know what? With this breakfast, unfortunately, there are no leftovers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, thanks, Priscilla. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Yep. Happy Thanksgiving.
And you too. We visit with the folks from the Chamber and also from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And it's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936. With honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
More strong data from the housing sector. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home builders got to work on a lot of new projects last month. The Commerce Department reports housing starts jumped more than 3.5% in October to an annual rate of 894,000. Groundbreakings for houses and apartments were running at the highest level since the summer of 2008. Best Buy shares are down in pre-market trading after the electronics retailer posted third-quarter results that fell far short of forecasts. Best Buy's adjusted profit was down 94% from the prior third quarter, coming in at 3 cents a share. Revenue was roughly in line with street expectations. New CEO Hubert Joly says the company's financial performance was clearly unsatisfactory. Business was off last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were down 0.3% from the prior week. Sales were up 2.5% from the same week last year. Stock futures are slightly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Acme Glass in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M in College Station. You know, Acme Glass here since 1946 to make sure that you have the glass that you need when you need it. They're out to install that glass for you. You know, obviously there are a lot of situations where it has to be done at your house or your business. They have to go there. But, you know, not so much maybe with your car, your daily driver. But they will come to you. They will install the glass that you need. Again, you think of windshields or back windows, but they do side windows as well. Any kind of a glass installation, they can do that on site for you. Acme Glass is more than happy to do that. That's the kind of service that has kept them here since 1946, customer service. If you'd like to see what glass can do for you if you're going to be doing some remodeling or building, Acme Glass will be glad to show you examples of work they've done right here in the Brazos Valley, both residential applications and commercial applications. And they've got idea books that'll give you all sorts of things that'll show you ways that you can use glass not only from a standpoint of drama and impact, but also very practical uses as well. So if you'd like to use glass that way, let Acme Glass show you the work that they've done here in the Brazos Valley or something else that they can do for you. And don't forget, they're open a half day on Saturdays. That's convenient as well. That's Acme Glass downtown in Bryan and in College Station.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the Equipment Guy.
No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Texas A&M football will play a second consecutive home game, believe it or not. We've got Missouri coming up on Saturday night at Kyle Field. The game will kick at 6. We'll have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starting at 5. Our Fan Zone broadcast on our flagship station here in the local market, WTAW, will get underway at 3 o'clock. Missouri has beaten the Aggs now 3 in a row. They make the move with us over to the SEC. Back in 07 in Columbia, we lost that one 40-26. Played them in 2010 here in College Station. Lost it 30-9. And then in 2011 in OT, lost that one 38-31. The Aggies all time in the series against Missouri have a record of 7 wins and 5 losses. And again, it will kick coming up at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, 5 o'clock broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. Check with AggieAthletics.com. Look at tickets to see the availability there or call 1-888-99-AGGIE for information on tickets for this one. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie football report.
Hey, it's Christmas at the Creek coming up, and this is a College Station tradition, really. And it's kind of a newer tradition, so let me say, if you grew up in College Station doing Christmas in the Park celebration, remember that you can take your family for a stroll or an easy drive through Steve Beachy Central Park and enjoy those lights like the giant lighted Christmas tree, better known as the Tower of Power. But in addition to that, it's Christmas at the Creek, and that's Friday, November the 30th, and Saturday, December 1st, and then the next Friday and Saturday. Each night it's from 6 until 9. So on those four nights, they'll have extra neat stuff there. There's free parking at Post Oak Mall. It's free to get in. They have a hayride drop-off from Post Oak Mall, the Art Center, and the Colgate Drive entrance of Wolfpin Creek. So you can do that if you want to. There'll be live nativity, hayrides, petting zoo, live entertainment, photos with Santa, holiday shopping, lots more. Chef Tay, Southern Comfort Road Trip, and Cake Junkie mobile food trucks will be on site as well if you get hungry. So all of that is there, and it's available for you. If you'd like to see a full list of what they're going to be doing on each of those four nights, go to the website. That's cstx.gov/Christmas and find out the specifics, or you can call them at 764-3486, 764-3486 to find out about it. But best to go to the website, cstx.gov/Christmas, and find out about Christmas at the Creek.
The sound of two football helmets crashing into each other gives parents the chills, wondering whether their child has sustained a life-threatening concussion. There's no real standard for safe helmet design, and this may be putting many young players' brains at risk. But researchers at the U.S. Naval Academy say a standard could be developed by correlating the severity of a concussion with the acoustical signature of the collision that produced it. Undergraduate Duncan Miller and physicist Murray Corman simulated helmet collisions and recorded the sound vibrations they produced when crashing together.
Ready? That's pretty loud. We can say, okay, for this amount of energy going into the system, we see how the helmet vibrates, how the skull vibrates, and those numbers will serve as a good model for what might be happening medically.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Purine Winery has a little something for everyone. Relax by the fireplace with one of our award-winning wines, or pick up a one-of-a-kind gift and simplify your shopping. Purine Winery will also create customized labels for your personal bottle or case of wine for all your gift-giving this season. And remember, you can host your holiday parties with us. Purine Winery is the best-kept secret in town, located in the Post Oak Village on Harvey Road, across from the Tap.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The first project of College Station's new medical corridor has been approved by City Council.
A 72-bed specialty hospital marks the first time the council's approved a tax abatement zone since 2001. The city will spend up to $300,000 for a street extension and give up $197,000 in property taxes over a 10-year period. In exchange, Strategic Behavioral Health will generate an annual payroll of more than $7 million. The motion to approve, made by Carl Mooney.
This is an absolute need in our community. We at one time enjoyed actually two behavioral health hospitals that since have left the community. And as our city manager just recently pointed out, the assistance that we are offering through tax abatement will certainly be met and exceeded by what this facility will provide to the community.
Jess Fields voted no.
We don't give all small businesses this kind of treatment, and frankly, I don't see why we should give a large business that's coming here this kind of treatment.
The 72-bed hospital offering psychiatric, therapeutic, and substance abuse programs will also reduce costs to law enforcement currently transporting inmates to Austin and Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Home football games at A&M have been productive for burglars. University police report more than 40 thefts at Corps of Cadets dormitories this season. Saturday alone, there were 24 burglaries at Whitehall. Investigators say entrance was gained through unlocked doors and windows. Money, electronics, and an Aggie ring are among the stolen items. Lieutenant Alan Barone says more eyes will be on the cadets' dorms this weekend.
On a game day weekend, we have people moving about freely through campus in greater numbers. We have a lot of people tailgating and visitors coming as well. So we are trying to get as much information as we can out there to our staff that work these areas, as well as our students, to be on the lookout for anything suspicious, as well as, again, keep everything secure as you can.
Barone suggests those leaving town this weekend take electronics and other valuables with them. A&M's final home football game of the season will include an appearance from the MetLife blimp. Chief Pilot Charlie Smith brought Snoopy 1 to Aggieland yesterday from Waco.
Coming into a college town like this is kind of one of the better aspects, because we seem to be more involved with community than just arriving in town in a big city. And we get more, we're welcomed a little more and have more hospitality here and enjoy it quite a bit.
The blimp will be flying again today, then it will be parked at Coulter Field in Bryan until Saturday. The 29th Thanksgiving in the Brazos campaign means 1,200 holiday meals for those who would otherwise go without.
A lot of the individuals that we serve actually come from the Meals on Wheels program, so quite a few people that maybe are widowed, maybe disabled, that are homebound, will be delivering meals to them, as well as several hundred families. We get a lot of those names, especially the ones with kids from our local schools. Southwood Valley's counselor has sent over several children's names. We'll also be getting a few names from Bonham and several other schools just all throughout the Brazos County.
Brooke Wyatt at Epicure's Catering says about 100 drivers are needed to deliver meals Thanksgiving morning. Online at WTAW.com, you can find contact information. And if you're flying to your Thanksgiving destination, packing for the holidays can be challenging. Terry Denton with Travel Leader says now that many airlines charge baggage fees, how you pack is very important.
I would ask myself before I packed any item was, do I really need this item before you put it into your suitcase?
He says to make a list of the days you'll be away and what you'll wear each day, wear your bulkier items on the plane, and prepare to be patient because there'll be delays, crowds, and unexpected occurrences. He says before you get to the airport, print out your boarding pass, research your parking options, and be sure to give yourself plenty of time to get through security. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 60 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates. zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G. Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G. Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
Early birds get the bookworm this Friday at Half Price Books, starting at 7 a.m. The first 100 folks receive a Half Price Books tote bag with a $5 gift card inside, and one lucky early bird will find a $100 gift card in their tote, plus all-day deals where you can choose your own discount. That's right. This Friday, save a bundle on your holiday shopping at Half Price Books. Hey, when almost everything's half price or less and you add special surprises and discounts, that's a hunk of holiday savings. You'll be amazed at the new selection of smart, thoughtful gifts. Great books, puzzles, games and toys for the kids, movie and music box sets, an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Early birds, that's a lot to tweet about. It all starts Friday at 7 a.m. at Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure will be building across the region. This system's going to be responsible for some fairly warm weather through the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Partly sunny, we're in the mid to upper 70s today. Clear skies overnight, lows in the mid 50s. Partial sun for tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows will be in the mid 50s. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Thursday in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. I don't know. I haven't ever had to travel during Thanksgiving, but I'm sure that it's horrible in the airports. So what they've done is they've compiled a list of the 10 worst airports out there.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, I mean, you don't have any choice.
I bet Newark is one of the top ones.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going from here to there, it's not like you have much choice, okay? Number 10 is Philadelphia. Number 9 is DFW. Number 8 is LAX. Number 7 is Miami. Number 6 is LaGuardia.
That's what I meant, LaGuardia.
LaGuardia, yeah, number 6. Number 5 is Dulles. Number 4, O'Hare. Number 3, and I hate...
Although, sorry, O'Hare does have its advantages. It has very good ice cream, and one time in O'Hare, I saw a puppet show.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was very nice.
Number 3, and I hate this airport, is George Bush. Wow. And again, possibly it's because, you know, you're coming in on the baby jets and they're just never near the gate you have to be. You know, you're going to have to be in another terminal, you have to be in another gate, and they pretty much treat us like second-class citizens.
Oh, gosh.
And it does. You never know, you know, oh, we're going by camel to the other terminal this week. Oh, okay. Last week it was a train. Week before that, it was a rocket ship. Today, it's a camel.
See,
okay.
That's how I feel about LaGuardia. They had all these... When I returned from England, you had to... Even though... Sorry, I'm not articulating well. Anyway, the point is, they were just really rude. And there were people who... They had all these foreign people that were telling us what to do, but you couldn't understand what they were saying, and they would get angry at you, like,
because
get back
you
in
can't.
Line.
Yeah,
and you're like, well,
you
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Number 1 is Newark. Liberty Newark is number 1. What's interesting is the one that's not on here, which is Atlanta, which is a busy airport. But Atlanta's interesting because, you know, if you're picking up luggage at Atlanta, everybody goes to one place to pick up their luggage, if the entire airport. And, you know, invariably you're on that moving sidewalk for about 3.5 hours, but you do finally get there. But there's only, you know, one exit out of the airport, which is kind of interesting. But to be as busy as it is and not be among the 10 worst probably says something about the way they run the thing. So that's good.
You know what? I take it back. Number 1, I'm trying to be more positive. Number 2, I knew it was in New Jersey. That's all I'm going to say.
There you go. Well, that well then that's Newark. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be them. So anyhow. All right, so talk to the hand. I mean, really, really. There is a new smartphone accessory that is called HiCall Gloves, and they work in sync with your smartphone. Do you have a smartphone yet? Are you still using that dial-up phone?
I'm probably going to use my Flintstones phone until time immemorial.
There you go. So what happens is this thing goes along with your Bluetooth earpiece. Imagine this is how it works. You make a pretend telephone with your hand, okay? You extend your thumb out and your pinky finger out, okay? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying, and if you're driving, just be careful. The smart gloves have a speaker in the thumb and a mic in the pinky.
That's ridiculous.
A few buttons on the wrist give you access to your phone's functions and calling features while it stays warm and dry right there in your little pocket.
That's crazy.
To do this, the HiCall gloves cost $60. That's not really that expensive. Come in black or gray. And, you know, the only problem I'm thinking is don't forget that you've got those on. Because if you go and do some stupid thing that you, you know, would do with your gloves, you know, your regular gloved hand, you don't want to be doing that with these $60 gloves on your hand.
And you won't be able to put on your sock monkey mittens.
No, that's right. Okay, here you go. We were all waiting for this to happen. Sherman Hemsley will be buried tomorrow, finally.
So they finally decide who was the relative or not?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Sherman died last July. His body left on ice until a lawsuit brought by his biological brother from Philadelphia was heard. He was suing a woman who served as Sherman's nurse and companion and to her whom Sherman left all his money in his will. The El Paso judge ruled in her favor on November the 9th, and now Sherman, who starred in the Jeffersons, of course, can finally be buried. It turns out he served in the U.S. Air Force after high school, so he'll be buried with full military honors at Fort Bliss Naval Cemetery following visitation and a service tomorrow.
Neat.
So laying Sherman Hemsley to rest.
He's finally home for the holidays.
There we go. That's
exactly
right.
Oh, man.
You know what? You know, you were talking about turkeys earlier.
We were.
You know Brian from Peace 107.
Okay, yeah, I know Brian.
What he just told me was, he said, yeah, economy is real bad this year, and this year we can't afford a butterball. I was like, oh, no. What are you going to do? He said, we're going to have to settle for a margarine ball.
Margarine ball. Very nice.
Terrible.
Oh, very nice.
And then he played it.
He did a rim shot after that.
He did. He played a sound clip.
I like that, though.
We got some good jokes over on Peace 107.
That's right. Okay, if you watch The Office, Andy Bernard's drunken brother is putting out his sixth album. His sixth album is called All That Echoes. Well, he goes by the name of Josh Groban when he's not in The Office. So anyway, there you go. see how that works out. So in case you don't have enough Josh Groban music. And
the ladies love him.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
I don't love him.
Okay. Well, I mean, he can sing. There's no doubt about that. So let's see. Now we've got they're still assessing damage in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, and now we've got a tree update. If you were a twee, what kind of twee would you be? It turns out that the storm ripped up more twees out of the ground than any, than any other previous storm. 100,000 twees so far.
What kind of tree would you be,
Well,
Scott?
I have no idea.
A mesquite because they're thorny.
That's right. Yep.
And small.
So there, anyway. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, if you happen to be going to a buffet for the holidays, you know, there's some people who do that.
Yep.
ABC News has just reported the most germ-laden places in the restaurant are the tongs at the salad bar. So consider, I mean, as you go.
Wait, the salad bar? So not everywhere, just
But they may not have gone to a buffet type place.
Does this mean vegetarians are dirty people?
Nah, I'm not sure what it means. But the other thing is then, do you want to be that guy who pulls the latex gloves out and snaps them on before you use the tongs at the salad bar? See?
People think you have some kind of communicable disease.
Something. Or do you put your hand in your coat and you reach up and grab the tongs through your coat?
Or do you do everything left-handed and then eat with your right hand?
Well, I think we use utensils, don't we?
Well,
we're not in India, so I mean...
Well, in Navasota now.
Well, it could be that. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, it could be that.
She brought the Navasota from Baylor, so it could happen.
Rude.
I'm not exactly where she's coming up with that.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in. The first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in, try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, if you want more proof that Washington, D.C. cannot manage money, check this out. According to a story in the Washington Times, the government has paid out at least $180,000 for official portraits.
What?
Since last year.
$180,000.
Multiple agencies have quietly commissioned artists to paint official portraits of cabinet secretaries and other top appointees, an expenditure often seen when officials are on the way out the door or already gone. Remember we talked about Lisa Jackson this morning from the EPA?
Yes.
Well, they spent nearly $40,000 on a portrait of her.
Gah. Sounds like egocentric eccentricity.
While a painting of Air Force Secretary Michael B. Donnelly cost $41,200, the price tag for the 3x4-foot oil portrait of Agriculture Department Secretary, hell, you can't even name him, can you? Thomas Vilsack. Oh, it was a bargain at only $22,500.
Maybe I should paint portraits of y'all.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get paid any money for it, but I mean, if you want to.
We could have portraits up in the office.
That's it. We could do it in, you know, Lent if you wanted
to.
That
would be exciting.
Yeah, we did. We had a lady who sent us some art made from Lent.
Ooh.
You know, like out of the dryer.
Was she drawing an interpretive picture of how she imagined y'all?
No. She actually did a bluebonnet. She actually sent us a bluebonnet painting, a bluebonnet piece of art. Hello?
I can take a digital photograph of myself and then use iPhoto or Photoshop and make it look like a portrait.
Now, see, now,
yes,
that,
you can.
Now that, no, no,
yes,
no.
Yes, you can.
Now, stop that. We don't want to be doing that. We don't want to be doing that. We want to go ahead and spend that hard-earned taxpayer money. Painting people high up in all branches of federal government is a long-held tradition for Republicans and Democrats alike. Taxpayers have picked up the tab for the official portraits of top appointees in the Bush administration, too, including more than $40,000 spent on a painting of John Ashcroft, former attorney general. But, you know, he's a really good singer, too. A spokesperson in one agency that commissioned the portraits said, "These are done for future generations to see how we live."
Hey, if people don't care about politicians now, why would they care about politicians in future generations?
But you don't understand. It's not really about a tribute. It is a person's legacy. Here's an idea. Take a picture, okay? And like the caller said, and then you can make it into a painting if you want to. Like the rest of us, David Williams, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, a watchdog group, thinks oil paintings of cabinet secretaries is a waste. It's not like people are going to be lining up for an exhibit. Ooh, HUD secretaries through the years. Man, that is sad. That is just sad.
$180K?
Yeah, yeah, in a year. Yeah. And again, how stupid, how self-serving.
So almost $1 million, roughly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost $1 million over the length of a presidency,
yep,
perhaps.
Yeah, right. Very, very easily could be.
That's
and
enough
again,
to make you want to punch a nun.
It is. It is. Or, you know, a politician.
That too.
Yeah. Sleep really does matter. And there's more evidence to back this up. A study of over 7,000 high school students showed that A students averaged 15 more minutes sleep a night than B students. Now, see, the way they write this would seem to indicate that if you have your child sleep for 15 minutes longer, they'll make A's rather than B's. We did this after the kids got to school because, after all, it'd be, "Charlie, wake up." "No, I'm going to sleep another 15 minutes so I can be an A student." Yeah. And B students average 15 minutes more sleep than C students, and so forth on down the line. Amazingly, just 15 minutes more sleep a night can make a really big difference. U.S. Americans average 6.7 hours of sleep per night. Most people need more than that to function at their best. So why are we getting less sleep? Duh. We just have to watch that television show or watch that movie or be on the internet or cell phones or being out late at night just so that we end up sleeping less. But see, we're not, you know, we're not graded anymore. We don't need to worry about that, right? But still. And again, the way that it's written, it's interesting. But don't let your child sleep another 30 minutes thinking it's going to make them a better student. They really kind of need to study, too. They don't mention that studying is also something that has to do with grades, you know. "Oh, I don't understand how he got an F. He slept really, really well the night before." Yeah.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
"And as a customer, that's what you're looking for, I think, is someone that you can trust, that stands by their word. People feel good about the product they get. They feel great about the service they get. And so they get ready to go again. They don't look anywhere else. Before you settle on the price, what you ought to do is go look around. Just go in and give John and his people a shot at it and see if they can beat the price."
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels toy drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, man. Hostess and the Bakers Union have agreed to mediation. Twinkies
what?
May not shut down. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I can still cook it if we have to.
Well, I mean, you could cook it anyway.
Sure.
If you want to do that. But I'm just saying, you know, not sure.
Yeah, what are you guys' Christmas lists?
Huh? Oh, I've already.
Did you write
a
Christmas list?
I think I found the present for you, Kat, last weekend.
I already got y'all both something, but I'm not satisfied yet.
Oh. Well, no, we don't give multiple presents. You're going to have to give those to somebody else. If you're not satisfied with those, give them to somebody in the sales. Oh, what?
I like sales.
Slough them off on the weasels. Yeah. There you go.
Someday when I have enough time, I'm going to bake them a bunch of cookies and put dollar signs on top.
Yeah, good idea. Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was. You're going to bake them cookies with dollar signs on top of it, huh? Okay.
Sam will ask where the real money is.
Right. So it appears that the eager shoppers who won't have to wait heading back to work after Thanksgiving holidays for the Cyber Monday deals, many online retailers will have their discounts up as early as Thanksgiving Day online. Article at TMCNet explains that the move to Cyber Thanksgiving makes economic sense. Shoppers who don't want to go out in the middle of the night and wait in line for doorbusters, easy to go online and get the bargains. Walmart.com expected to offer 40% off of nearly 150 items. Almost all of Best Buy's Black Friday deals will be found on their website on Thursday. Same thing for Macy's, JCPenney's, and Radio Shack. And Amazon.com also expected to offer big savings as well.
I saw a story about that with Toys R Us, and like the president of Toys R Us said, if you buy stuff online, you hate the environment.
Oh, really?
Yes, you have to go to the store, or you're just an awful, awful person.
Wow.
There you are. eBay is opening a pop-up shop in a busy commercial area of London next week.
Really?
Yep. There won't be any used items for sale, and there won't be any auctioneer. The fact is, there won't be any products at all except for tablet computers and smartphones loaded with the eBay mobile app. Ideas that shoppers will stop in when they're out and about, browse the internet, make some online purchases in the store, then they'll be shipped home to them.
Very clever.
We'll see. And we'll see if that works. I'm not exactly sure that it will, but it very well might. Now, what is it all about these discounts? Did you realize that there is a chemical factor to this? I'm going to wait till tomorrow to talk about it, but there is a chemical reason. Well, do you want to do Black Friday?
No.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get tax-free, whatever. You know? I mean, you want to stand in line that long to save 8%? I mean, is that worth it to you?
Is it a psychological thing to try to make you feel like you might miss out on it?
Well, and again, that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. It actually works on the chemicals in your brain for you to go and do that thing.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Don't forget, we're not going to be here on Thursday, so tomorrow we'll do Thanksgiving myths. We'll dispel some of those for you, because you'll want to know about that. Hey, by the way, I want to mention, just in case you forgot, ABC News has said that the most germ-laden place in restaurants is the tongs of the salad bar.
Because vegetarians are dirty.
That's it. I just want to remind you of that so that you know that that's the case.
Or maybe dieters are dirty.
You think so? Is that what it is?
Well, you keep saying the salad bar.
Well, I mean, but there's a lot of stuff at the salad bar that's not healthy and certainly not good for you. All right. Obviously, they've made a Broadway play, a musical about anything, because now there's a musical that's going to be based on Rocky, the movie.
I still need to see Rocky.
Opening in Germany. Well, see the first one. Don't go much beyond that. Yeah, after that, they're pretty much away.
One and two, okay.